everybody. This is Adam Carolla, and this is Adam Carolla Show. Thanks for popping our cherry. Phone number, 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. We have a hell of a show planned for you today. First, let me introduce the cast, because these are names you'll have to get used to. Rachel Perry is going to be doing news. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Good morning.
Looking at Rachel's bio, grew up in Ontario, Canada, went to York University of Toronto, never heard of it, hosted Jumpstart on VH1, never heard of that or that. Let's see, VH1 News, VH1 Reality Show, Strip Search, that I've heard of.
You were a big fan.
Huge Strip Search fan.
Yes.
And also...
Until you realized it was men.
Oh, is it? I mean, yeah. Yeah. And hosted Maxim's Hot 100 on VH1. Also on the cover of the swimsuit issue. So she has to be hot. That's it. You can't, especially because you're not a celebrity other than, I mean, you're hot. That makes you a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Like, here's what I'm saying. Nicole Richie is not hot, but she gets to be in Maxim every once in a while because she's Nicole Richie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You were civilian in a certain sense before you got into Maxim.
I'm like more like a F, no, Q level celebrity. I'm famous in Canada, and you know.
Right, but you're legitimately hot. That's what I'm saying.
You know what the best part I realized about doing a radio show is I constantly get validation because nobody can see me, so you're just going to keep telling me how hot I am.
Yeah, well, I want the listeners to know. And actually, speaking of hot, Dave Damashek is here. Dave will be doing sports, and Dave is from, well, I'm looking at your Pittsburgh.
That's right,
PA.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that about you. You went to the University of Indiana. I just assumed you're from Indiana. I didn't know.
No. From right the banks of the Three Rivers, where the Monongahela and Allegheny converge to form the mighty Ohio.
Oh, so you're a Steelers fan?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you'd be covering that in your sportscast every
day? Of course.
Worked as a writer on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Is that still on?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got my fingers crossed now that I've moved on that they'll be able to
keep
it together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
going
to check that out. When's that on?
Not sure.
Okay. By late night?
Somewhere, yeah, after the
after
news.
After Daily?
Somewhere
after
in
the
that.
Carson? After Daily? I'll check that out.
Okay,
we'll look that up, everybody. Also wrote for BattleBots. I don't know what writing is involved with BattleBots, but my favorite show of all time. And that's, and a writer from The Man Show. Fantastic.
That's right. Oh, you were there too, right?
I was there, yeah, part-time. Me and Rogan were some of the best years we had over there. I want to say hi and give a little tip of the hat to all the affiliates listening. Of course, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Portland, San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Seattle, Fresno, all cities Jimmy Kimmel was fired from when he was on the radio. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel is the guest. What a shocker. In studio. He'll be here weaving his magic. Phone number one more time, 866-901-ADAM. And here's the deal. If you call in, you will be the first person to ever call into this radio show. We still have not had the first person ever call in this radio show. And not only that, you could be the first person from your market to call into this radio show. Let me continue with the cast of characters. Mike Lynch will be doing sound effects and... That's just the kind of stuff you can expect from Mike before we let him go. Big Tad. Folks remember Big Tad. LA radio fans may remember the legendary Big Tad. Why is his name Big? Well, he's morbidly obese, and he has the brain of a squirrel. And right now, thankfully, he's not in the studio to crush me. So, Big Tad, he'll be sort of our whipping boy. He'll do my bidding. Jimmy Brusca is going to be doing the producing on the show, and you'll hear him chime in from time to time.
I'll just bother you.
And who am I missing? I miss anybody?
Yeah, we got a new intern named Terrence.
Oh, Terrence. Where is Terrence?
He's right next door.
I saw that guy. How old is he?
He's in college-age kid.
Is he bald or anything?
No, nice kid.
Oh, okay.
Also, Angie Fitzsimmons.
Oh, Angie Fitzsimmons.
Producer.
Yeah. She's the only one who knows radio in this whole group.
That's basically true.
That's why I've tried to stay away from her. I didn't want to rub any radio stink on me. All right. So, Let's just do a little chat, and then we'll get some phones and do all that stuff. I want to talk about my Christmas vacation. I went to Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. Beautiful.
Ooh, classy.
By the way. Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea it was an eight-hour drive from where I live, but I decided to make a road trip anyway. And there's something I discovered as I was driving. I did it a week ago, and the weather was horrible. You drive from Los Angeles to Tahoe, the elevation's like 8,000 feet. The roads are horrible. There's snow plows going. There's sleet was flying. And by the way, what happened to sleet? Didn't sleet used to be more prevalent? Didn't people used to warn you about snow and sleet? Rain and sleet and hail? What happened to sleet? Sleet needs a new publicist.
Gone the way of the dodo bird.
It did. It seems to be that sleet used to be around, and now I barely hear about it. But it was sleeting. It was snowing. The roads were frozen. I was driving, and I'm not a cautious driver, but I was driving fairly cautiously along these frozen mountain roads, and people were passing me. I had a guy in like a Windstar with a canoe strapped to the roof and 20 Mexicans in it just go blowing past me about 80 miles an hour. And I realized these people know how to drive mountain roads. They're like billy goats.
Yeah, but you're an expert driver, though.
Thank you, Dave Damashek with sports. I am. And that's the thing. And I usually have my wife just, you know, screaming, slow down. You're going too fast. You don't need to pass this guy on the left. And people were blowing past me. And I realized they drive these roads. These are indigenous people that are used to this terrain. And then I thought about L.A., and then I thought how screwed we are here in L.A. Because these are people who formerly rode donkeys before they came here, and now I'm stuck behind them going 32 in a 45 speed limit zone. And I just realized we need to take some of these people. I don't know. We need to breed them with New York cabbies to create like an ultimate Uber driver. But I was in Tahoe, and I went and got that stayed at a resort. A couple things that were funny about it. One is I got the massage. I got and I got the dude give me the massage. And Rachel,
oh,
I
don't, wow.
Yeah, well, no, I'm all that? Right. I'm all right.
You're
with
okay
the dude.
With that?
I'm all right with the dude giving me the massage, but there's always the chance when you're getting a massage that you may get an erection.
Did it happen?
No, it didn't.
Would you be? Has that ever happened to you? You ever gotten a massage by a guy and gotten an erection?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Really?
That man was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
Second season of The Man Show.
No.
Well, here's what it is. As I was thinking about it. If a man gets naked and lies on something sort of hard on his belly for longer than 8 minutes, there's a good chance he's going to get an erection. You don't know that about men.
No.
If most guys get naked and just lie down on something, you know, a cot mattress, they might get an erection just from pressure alone. And then if you start kneading their rear end, they're definitely going to get an erection. When I say knead, I don't mean want. I mean like dough.
Are you picturing something? What are you picturing while this is happening, while this man is fondling your ass?
I am picturing amputees from the Philippines because I'm trying not to get the erection.
This would seem to undermine the relaxing,
right.
benefits of the massage.
Yeah, right, because I'm getting worked over with, you know, patchouli oil, I'm hearing Enya, and I'm picturing Vietnam the entire time, which sort of, but then there's that sort of thing where you think, well, don't get an erection, and then, of course, when you start thinking about it, now you're thinking about getting an erection. But I just thought, now my wife wanted a massage, but my wife is pregnant. And my wife, I don't want her getting a massage from a dude. That's my thing. And I don't know how other people feel about this. I don't like that. I don't mind me getting a dude massage. I don't want her getting a dude massage.
I've gone and done that before. Because, you know, like, every time you go to get a massage, they're like, I feel like men always, all the men masseuses always get left out. Because nobody wants a male masseuse. Really, when it comes down to it, do you really want a male masseuse?
I would rather have a woman, but I don't mind the male masseuse just because it does involve hand strength and stamina, where guys have an upper hand in that, pardon the pun. I mean, they have the bigger hands, they're stronger arms, they can really give you that sports massage.
See, I've gone for the dual massage. You know, do you know that you do the thing and you're in the same room and you get the massage with your boyfriend?
Horrible.
I give him the female.
It's awesome. It costs you $529 to watch your wife get raped next to you. That's what it is. Well, I got one of those. It's one of those gifts that they think is the greatest gift in the world. It's a horrible gift. We got you a couple's massage. What does that mean? You get nude, your wife gets nude, and then you get to watch a stranger work your wife over.
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Especially for you, because you've achieved a relatively lofty station
sure.
in life. And if your wife left you for a masseuse, black eye that would be.
Especially
I don't think you'd ever come back from that.
I get this one, too. I like the chatty masseuse that tells you where you're storing your tension. She's got the thumbs at the small of the back. Ooh.
You already started calling her she to make the erection more palatable.
I did have a female one about a year ago, and she was giving that massage, and the next she goes, "You store all your tension in your back, don't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no S, Sherlock. What do you think? I keep it in my eyelids? Where would I keep it? My earlobes?
Is that an active decision?
Of course. Yeah, I keep it in my cuticles. That's where I store my tension. Everyone's tension is stored in their back, by the way. We think I have a hamper where I keep my tension at home. Of course it's in my back.
But it keeps you coming back. It seems knowledge.
Yeah, you know? So my wife wanted to get the massage. I didn't want her to get the dude giving her the massage, and I forbid it. And especially because my wife
How does she take to that? When you do the forbidding.
What she normally does is she says okay, and then she just goes ahead and does it anyway. That's sort of relationship
we
have.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I actually do like the male massage.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's stronger.
You get a better.
Yeah, and I don't care what people think. I'm not gay or anything, but.
No.
It's, loosen up.
Since when is bi gay? Jimmy Breska, producer, everybody. Come on, give me a warm-up, Jimmy. Off the mic, give me a warm-up. I'm just saying, another thing, too, and it's something Jimmy and I always spoke about, is I enjoy a lap dance. That's how I release tension. And that's my recreation. I mean, I enjoy it.
Storing tension in your genitals.
That's right. A lot of people store their tension in their back. I store it in my scrotum. And I like a lap dance. I just enjoy it. I'm not trying to sound like a pig, but I'm like most men. It's enjoyable. Of course, I can't tell that to my wife because she gets angry, although her getting a massage is completely above the board. Once a week, she can announce, "I'm going to get a massage." And you get naked. They manipulate the towel, and then they oil up, and they're just putting their hands upon you. I mean, if you really think about it, outside of the club setting, I mean, minus the booze, minus cherry pie playing in the background and the obnoxious DJ and, the glitter and all that and the drugs and everything, just on just a physical contact level, isn't a massage much more intimate than a lap dance? Massage goes on for an hour, the way.
Listen, I've never had one. I've never had kind of a massage.
Why not?
Or a lap dance.
Why?
Never had a massage because, I don't know. Listen, I'm not royalty,
you know?
And I feel like it is. It's for Roman times,
Roman times. That'd be a great name for a gay bar.
So decadent to have another human being. I feel bad when someone comes over. People have maids come over and pick up their filth around their homes.
Yeah.
That to me crosses a line, let alone have another human being rubbing you.
Well,
who do you think you are
You do have a lap. You do get lap dances, right?
I got to tell you, it's not my favorite thing.
What do you like?
I feel like I have a furtive imagination, but I don't like it. I feel like when these women, I can't suspend, reality that these women care about me. I don't buy it.
Well, you're not supposed to think you're in high school and you guys are in love. What are you high? What kind of weird fantasy? What kind of unicorn did you ride in on? Shut his mic. He's done.
Isn't it supposed to be? You're supposed to be like all excited that the woman is doing all this stuff just for the money.
Right. They're dirty women who should be treated any way I like. I choose to treat them in that $20 worth of time.
I'll tell you the thing. The other thing that's better about, the massage is incredibly expensive. And then my biggest beef is my wife got the facial. She got the facial massage. She just had she had a man, and I guess he did the facial thing on
her. What's involved with that?
He just finishes on her.
Oh,
that's all. Yeah, I didn't know.
Expect that.
I didn't know. No, when I say finish, I mean finishes the massage on her.
Right.
Yeah. He gave her the facial. I got the full body massage, and then we came to the counter, and it was time to settle up. Now, her thing was like $145, and my thing was like $125, but that's not enough. You know, it was 50 minutes. It cost $300. Now the tip. Now I got to work the tip in. Mm. And my thing is always, well, first off, how much do they use in materials? You know, used a dollop of aloe vera gel. They played an Enya CD. There really wasn't a lot burned in materials here. They made $125 for 50 minutes. Go ahead and whack that up. Everyone makes money, right? Oh, no. No, my wife explains the only way these guys make their money is off their tips. That's it. Mm. As if they don't get paid. There's $150 an hour floating around, but they see none of it. They're essentially getting paid what attorneys get paid, but they don't get paid.
Well, it could be that they're slaves, like in Roman times, forced to rub the royalty of society like yourself.
I know you're fixated on Roman times, but
I am, yeah.
This is a horrible theme restaurant. Good gay bar, but bad theme restaurant. But these are not Roman times. These are times when you get $150 for an hour, you pay your employee $50, and you keep the $100. Why do I have to tip you? That's my point. I'm already paying $300 for 2 hours, essentially, or 50 minutes times two.
So I hope you left nothing. I hope you gave them nothing.
Are you kidding? No, my wife would kill me. I had to put another $50. All right. So that was my vacation. Also sitting at a bar in Tahoe, explaining to some guy who was just out of the service how I met Jimmy Kimmel. And on the TV, we're watching a bowl game. And out of Phoenix, I think, and on TV, pops Jimmy Kimmel. He was speaking up in the booth, and it was just one of those things where the sound wasn't even on. I was saying, yeah, I met Jimmy when Jimmy was over out here in L.A., and then we both looked at the TV, and I said, oh, there he is. And that's something
you don't get to do. I thought you were gay cowboys together. No?
That's how we met. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I didn't say that? All right, let's try out the phone banks here and speak to Jason. Jason?
Hey, what's going on?
Jason, you are our number one caller. Not our best, but our first.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's up, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just sitting here getting in from work, and I was wanting to call you, man. I've been liking you since the Man Show.
Thanks.
So I was like, when I was real excited when I heard you was getting your own show, and I was like, man, I'm going to stay up today and listen to him. So I just wanted to welcome you on the air in San Diego.
Thank you, Jason. And you must have a horrible job that you have to stay up to hear this show when it starts at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Graveyard shift at the masseuse parlor.
Yeah. What do you do, Jason?
Oh, security. Yeah,
wow.
That sucks.
It seems like security was a more noble job many years ago, and somehow it's turned into now guys getting $8 an hour with pepper spray. Who are morbidly obese.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right, Jason. But your schedule now, you finish work at what time?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, and you'll stay up to hear this show.
Yeah, I'm going to stay up today and listen to the whole show.
Thanks,
Jason. Every day. And you know what? For that, I'm going to dedicate the rest of the show to you and all those who listen to the show.
Okay.
How generous of you.
Okay.
A generous deed to say.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
We're getting windbreakers made up, and we'll get one of those sent right out to you. All right, our first call, Jason from San Diego. We're going to take a quick little break. Phone number, 866-901. Adam and the whole crew is here. We'll be right back after this.
Traffic.
Starting Downey this morning on the 105 westbound side at Lakewood Boulevard. Big rig and five other cars, they're pulled off to the right. CHP's unseen. In Irvine, problems for the southbound 5 before Culver Drive. Broken down car in the carpool lane again costing some time. Let's go to the 405 out of the valley this morning. Checking it in through the Sherman Oaks Galleria, traffic southbound side really starting to heat up past the 101. It's 626. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ABAM. Let's do this.
Yeah, this is the music I have pumping when I'm getting my rub down for my male masseuse. Making it, yeah. Yeah, buddy, I'm Adam Carolla. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Let's go to the phones and speak to Tim. Tim? Yeah, Tim. Tim, how say you?
Adam, how you doing?
How say you sounds like just the name of a Chinese dictator, doesn't it? Chairman, yeah. How say you?
Yes.
How say you, Tim?
How say you? I'm fine.
Good. You're our first caller from Phoenix, possibly our last.
No, there should be plenty more. There's a lot of people listening.
What's up?
Yep, all the postal workers. Hey, so I'll call, give you a shout-out. Glad you're on the air, and you're the voice of reason to recognize that we're a nation of complete blithering idiots. So.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for that ass kiss. And you drive a let me kiss your ass for a second. You drive a big rig, it says up here?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about the truckers being sort of the heart and soul of the nation. They keep this country moving. Without truckers, this country would completely close down. Without these brave souls that drive from point A to point B, bringing us our produce, our clothing, our fuel, this country would close down. A lot of people feel that way. I don't. I don't care for truckers myself. Yeah, but others would say that, yeah. All right, let's check out. Did I work that, Scott? Yeah. Robert?
Yep, how's it going, man?
What's up, my brother?
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, Robert.
Hey, man, I can't believe you've been on the air for almost an hour and you haven't done news, traffic, and weather yet.
We're getting to it. We're getting to it. As a matter of fact, Robert, we have so much respect for our callers that if you want to hear news, I'll give you news.
I'd love to hear.
You like to hear news? Great. I'm giving you news now. First ever newscast with Rachel Perry.
Thank you. I'm Rachel Perry, and this is the news. In West Virginia, 13 miners are trapped 260 feet below ground in a coal mine after lightning may have caused an explosion. Rescuers had to wait for at least 11 hours while carbon monoxide was vented from the mine. They do have air purifying equipment. But Gene Kitts, who is a senior VP of the International Coal Group, which is the owner of the mine, has something to say about the conditions.
The atmosphere readings are good. Oxygen, 20.8%. Carbon monoxide, 2 parts per million.
Oh.
And methane at 0%.
Yeah, Kimmel must not be down there.
Very encouraging news.
Oh, so they're good.
Well, we hope so.
Well, here's the thing. Essentially, if the methane readings are good and the carbon monoxide reading is good, it essentially just becomes a fort you're in.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, everything's cool down there, right?
As a child, you would probably covet a place like this.
Yeah. Are they? They're all alive. They're all in decent health.
Well, yeah, I believe they're in communication with them. They do have a system set up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to love to crawl into small.
Yeah.
Cabinets and hide and stuff. But
no, I mean,
I'm envious of the situation.
I don't want to sound cruel, but if I own the coal mine, I'd be, first thing, is everyone safe? Yes. Are the readings good? Yes. Carbon monoxide levels safe? Yes. All right, let's get back to work. That's all I'm saying.
Fair.
In other dangerous worldwide news.
Tough but fair.
In Germany, heavy snowfall on the roof of a rink caused the roof to collapse onto dozens of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're still searching for survivors. 10 people are thought to be dead.
You're full of fun today.
I know. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Skating rink roof collapsed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Anything that happens to Germany is just so much karma for about the next 1,000 years. That's the way I look at it.
But what if they're not all Germans that are trapped?
Well, they shouldn't have gone. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, my feeling is I'd like to bomb Germany again. That's my feeling. That's my plan.
Just to be safe.
Just whatever we did to them in World War II, you think that was enough? Oh, you think we're done with them?
A lot of those people aren't. Yeah, they're all gone now. A new generation needs to fear us.
That's right. That's right.
And in Texas, firefighters are going house to house searching for survivors of from the fires that have been burning across Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma for the last week. There was a 7.1 on the Richter scale earthquake in Fiji yesterday. But I think
that's devastation, right?
I don't know. They're
a limb.
From what I read, it was saying that they didn't really have any reports that it was that bad. Actually, I mean, they're just saying it was.
Well, let me just tell you.
I'll do a little more research on this. Let me catch up to you.
Let me say this to everyone. I used to do earthquake rehab work, and so when you hear about one of these 7.1s or 6.8s in one of these third world countries. Everything comes down because everything is just made of straw and mud and unreinforced masonry. It all comes tumbling down. Here, we have codes, we have wood, we have rebar, we have ways to enforce things. And that's why when we have a 7.0, we get a little minimum damage, freeway overpass comes down. But when they have it, it's Armageddon over there. I just don't want people to think a 7.0 or 7.2 equals devastation. If we have one here, it's not that
big a deal. It's an interesting thing because people from around the country who I speak to say, L.A. sounds great, but I could never live there with the earthquakes, as though I'm imminently going to drop through a crack in the earth.
Apparently it happened in a remote Fijian island and actually says there was no immediate reports of injuries or damage.
All right. Well, let's just hope King Tatanka is okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in several Northern California counties, Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino. This is what Governor Schwarzenegger had to say.
We haven't done anything to really repair our levees so they can sustain the kind of heavy punishment if there's a huge storm or earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
How much talk of levees have you heard beyond like this year?
Yeah,
really?
Even knew. I just thought it was something old blues guys made up. So they'd have something to rhyme.
Yeah, the Led Zeppelin song's the only point of reference for me.
Yeah. That's all. I didn't know what it was.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
Since American Pie, when the guy drove his Chevy down to the levee. And in that case, ironically, the levee was dry.
I know.
But the good old boys, they're drinking whiskey and rye. Singing This Will Be the Day That I Die. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're from Canada. Do you drink rye over there?
It's that Canadian club.
Is
Canadian
that rye?
Whiskey is rye.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A...
So we don't have rye or. So I don't like. You know, those are probably. Wow, Mike Lynch, everybody. And by the way, when we fire a song on this show, we hear it all the way through. So it's gonna be about 8 minutes here. Everyone, just sit back and
take a cup of Joe.
Yeah, no, do it. Take care of personal business. You gotta use the head. Now's the time.
Some emails.
I got some phone calls I gotta make. Yeah. I like this song, but as a 9-year-old, I didn't know what the levee was because I'm from North Hollywood. I wasn't sure what rye was. Had half an idea what the Chevy was, although that car was considered too top shelf for the Corollas. Yes, Rachel, sorry.
Okay, so, there's this new noise restriction going on in New York.
Mm.
Can you believe this? This is, what is this about? They're putting I don't know. I guess that bars and nightclubs have to reduce their sound, overall sound, by 3 decibels.
How does that work?
I don't know, but this is what a man on the street, as they call them, had to say about it.
Late at night, the amount of people that go around hooting their cars, also the noises from just like beatboxes in the cars, is really very, very annoying. I wish they just actually put a limit on it. In London, which is where I'm from originally, at 11 o'clock at night onwards, you're not allowed to hoot. I wish they did that here.
How about hollering? I mean, you can't hoot. Look, I talked about it yesterday. I don't want to get racial on the show, but when you hear about the boombox is blaring from the cars. I think we're talking about the Hasidic Jews. And I just feel like if somebody would talk to those people, really single them out, we could get to the bottom of this, you know?
Mm.
Their crazy rap music and that crazy beat. Yeah, it is insane when you pull up next to somebody to signal. The windows are down on the car, and the bass is reverberating to such a point that you can feel it in your feelings, and you're not in their automobile. And I always think to myself, how much of your goddamn life do I need to experience? Like, that's my whole thing. Like, all right, I feel the same way about the guys who have the weird hoop on their lip. You know, they have the hoop piercing on their lip, and I'm sort of looking at them, and I'm thinking, wow, that must have hurt. And what happens when you eat a hoagie, and how is it when you perform oral on it? And then I think, why am I thinking this? How much of your life do I have to delve into? But the music is even more egregious.
You're just
It's the same guy, though. It's an interesting thing that the guy who does that isn't enjoying the music himself. He's just in attack mode on society.
Right.
There's no way he's sitting in his car with the thing through his lip happy. He just knows that he's making you unhappy, and that's
right.
Happy.
He's screaming, everybody experience me. Here's who I'm into. Look at the tat. That's what I'm into. Look at the dress. That's what I'm into. Look at the piercings. Hear my music. World, experience me. This is the guy who drives the hog, but he's taking the baffles out of the pipe, so he has 2-inch open pipes, and you can hear him going up the canyon at 4 in the morning. Everybody, look at me. Here's what I'm into. Even the guys, even the cowboy guys. You know the guy who wears the boots and the belt buckle and the hat? Yes, I can see what you're into. I don't like that guy. I want to get to that point in the future where everyone just wears gray jumpsuits at each pace. We have to take
a
break.
Adam.
We have to take a break. Rachel,
well,
wonderful first news.
Thank you. I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
We will take ourselves a quick break, and the great Dave Damashek with his own breed of sports will be back after this.
Big shot, tell you what, tell me what goes on.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's the number, 866-901-ADAM. I'm Adam Carolla. Let's talk to DJ. DJ? I got to figure out how to work these phones. Maybe month number 3. I thought I just hit the line. Well, that's all right. We don't need to talk to people other than Rachel Perry, who has a quick update on this whole coal mining thing.
Yeah, Rachel? Unfortunately, the levels of carbon monoxide have been measured as too high to support life in the coal mine, in the area where the miners are thought to be trapped. But they're hoping that they've actually moved to another location, trying to find some oxygen.
That'd be nice, because I was joking about it 10 minutes ago, thinking everyone was fine.
Too soon, Adam. Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the coal miners. And moving on to better times. Well, you led me down the insensitive road.
You know, that's my job. Thank you.
Speaking of jobs, time for Dave Damashek.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Now, you may have heard, big game going on in Pasadena tomorrow night. USC Trojans, two-time national champions, defending national champions, and the Texas Longhorns playing for the national crown in the Rose Bowl. I suggest to Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart that they enjoy it, because based on the way the draft lays out, Reggie Bush will be spending the next few years in Houston, and Matt Leinart will be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So
enjoy,
have a great
fellas.
Time tomorrow night, fellas.
Yeah, not going to get any better than this.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, you'll be playing at a junior college stadium with 1,300 people in the stands this time next year. Enjoy.
Yes, yes. In the meantime, big day of college football yesterday. 6 bowl games on their traditional day after New Year's. That's always the big day for college football. Alabama, Virginia Tech, Florida, Wisconsin, West Virginia, all winners. And the losers... This show's for winners, and I won't even
mention them.
I'm not even going to bother mentioning.
Wow.
No.
Well, yeah, that's it. You want to get on the Dave Damashek number one sportscast, you go ahead and win.
That's right. Yes.
You want to get your name mentioned.
Yes. You know, as you know, I'm from the City of Champions, and this is you know, the Pittsburgh, PA.
I thought
so
you're
of course,
from Pittsburgh. Oh, you're from Pittsburgh. Okay.
Let's not start off on the wrong foot.
All right.
Let's not start off like that. Now, an interesting game yesterday was the Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State knocked off Notre Dame. And the thing that intrigued me about this game, I watched it last night. ABC constantly had a camera on a girl named Laura Quinn, who is the sister of Notre Dame QB Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
And the girlfriend of Ohio State linebacker A.J. Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept going there throughout the game, and she was acting cutesy. Who are you rooting for? She had on one of those football shirts split down the middle, you know, half Notre Dame, half Ohio State. And she kept saying she wants to see her brother do well, and she was basically insinuating that she wanted to see her brother get the better of her fella.
Right.
I think this is wrong.
You wouldn't stand for that?
I would not stand for that. And let me send out a personal message, if I may. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to send a personal message to my special lady friend, Miss Cindy, who may or may not be listening at home. If your brother and I should ever, for some reason, ever come to, you know, we're fisticuffs in the ring, for some reason, I don't know how that would come to pass, but it may. If it does, just do some math, lady, and remember, you know, what you're going to lose if you lose me. What's your brother? I'm not talking about, you know, pleasures in the bed. I'm not, you know, that's not my way. I'm not even talking about that.
No.
Sit down, lay down, look at the chart, you know, lay down the pros and cons. Make yourself one of those lists. What's this woman thinking?
Yeah, rooting
for her brother.
When is the last time your brother told you to get him a beer?
Absolutely,
you
yes.
really have to prioritize. You're right.
You're on the same page as I am.
There. Yes, yes. If only she wasn't listening to Mark and Brian right now. But we'll play her the tape. You give her the air check.
And Maurice Claret, Ohio State, you know, running back, superstar from a few years back, arrested. You know, he turned himself in to Johnny Law last night. He committed armed robbery in Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State is.
Yeah.
And the reason he got caught, he didn't wear a mask. He didn't wear a mask. The owner of the bar recognized him where the stick-up took place or out back, recognized him. You don't wear a mask.
But I would argue this, though. If you are that recognizable in your home state and you don't wear a mask, people will think it's another guy wearing a Maurice Claret mask.
Wow.
You see?
I didn't think of that.
If I was his attorney, that's what I would argue.
Wow.
This was a husky white guy with a Maurice Claret mask. Look, what about in the 70s where every guy robbed a bank wearing a Dick Nixon mask? Did anyone say Richard Nixon has robbed a bank?
No.
They were wearing a Nixon mask.
Wow. So informative, because I was thinking, you know, Bruce Springsteen wouldn't go into Jersey and do a stick up without a mask. Minnesota Fats wouldn't go to Minnesota. Or I'll tell you, he wouldn't even go to Wisconsin.
I think Minnesota could probably rob a place in Minnesota these days without anyone recognizing him. That's my guess. All right. Are we cool?
Well, you know, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're okay with that sportscast, then I guess we have to move on.
We can only go up from here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot about this note just handed to me. I've instructed my staff to write songs about themselves in an attempt to get to know the staff. You know, sure, anyone could sit around and talk about where they went to high school or, you know, what sports they played in grade school, but I decided it would be funnier if we did it in the form of a song. So we're going to get to that next. Also, my dad is heading into studio. He may be here. I have an opportunity. I'm going to give my father an opportunity to win $10,000 on this show. $10,000 of my money, not the station's money, not GoldenPalace.com's money. I brought my checkbook in.
There it is. He's holding it up.
$10,000. I'm going to give him the opportunity to win when he comes in here in a couple of few. Plus, our staff, who's starting with the song? Rachel, you starting?
Dave,
we're starting with
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Are we the only? I thought other people had to do this.
Well, we'll do it during the week, but the on-air talent goes first.
On-air talent goes first. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
weather. In Westminster for the 405 southbound side before Golden West, a crash over to the side. Two cars backing up from Valley View. Stay slow into about Brookhurst. Checking the 405 out of the valley through the Sherman Oaks Gallery. A traffic jam very heavy from well before Victory Boulevard. Obviously, vacation is over. In Downey, westbound 105 and Lakewood Boulevard. Big Rig, five other cars off to the side. It's slow from the 605. It's 6:59. I'm Tori Signal. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM, Los Angeles.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. He's so hot.
Yes, indeed. Adam Carolla, everybody. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number, 866-901-ADAM. What do we got on tap? My dad is in here. He's resting comfortably in the green room right now. My dad would rest comfortably anywhere. You could hang him upside down from a set of monkey bars. He would fall asleep. But he has no idea why he's here, although he will find out. And it does involve $10,000. And again,
ooh, la, la.
Not a radio stunt. As people that know and have heard me speak before, I am literally a millionaire.
Is that right?
Literally. Literally a millionaire. And my family...
Could you go get $1 million right now?
I could, if you were kidnapped.
If I was kidnapped, yeah, right. This is, maybe we shouldn't be telling people.
And
this.
The ransom was $1 million?
Yeah.
No, but if I cared about the person, yes,
yeah,
I could get the $1 million
that's all
quickly.
I want to know.
Yeah,
with an attaché filled with.
Yes, unmarked. Unmarked.
Wow.
Yeah. I have no idea what unmarked bills are, but yet I always want to get my
it's
hands on
key.
Some.
It's always key. I know that much.
And
I know
bills
you all,
have to be
you
unmarked.
You don't want marked bills. I know this
yeah.
much.
Here's how I work it. I don't want my bills unmarked. I want them marked up. I want my change unmarked. That's the twist with the Corollas. So my dad will be in here. Now, let it be known that the Corollas are hillbilly poor. Hillbilly poor. Comically poor. I pay for my dad to make his pilgrimage back to Philadelphia once a year. That's how poor my father is. So $10,000, whereas it's a mere pittance to me. I mean, it's probably I probably just made $10,000 talking about $10,000, literally a millionaire.
God bless you.
For my dad, it's more money than he's ever seen in one time in his life. I guarantee you that. I have my checkbook. I will cut him a check for $10,000 if he answers the question
exciting.
Correctly.
Just one question. One question. $10,000.
It's a very easy question.
Yes, and an easy question. And let me also say this. I just remembered. I'm so rich, I didn't know that money came in smaller increments than the bundle. Dave, we talked about this. Remember a few years back?
Bring this up.
I thought money,
embarrassing
I thought
almost,
money just came in bundles. I didn't know you could separate the money and pull the actual bills out from the bundle. So I would pay, I'd buy Tic Tacs or a seat at a movie theater. I'd just give them a bundle.
It was sort of an uncomfortable conversation. First of all, it's embarrassing to me because, you know, I don't have that kind of money. But it's so funny for you that that's the level you're at in the world that you don't even.
Well, I get my money in these big bundles. They have a ribbon around them.
But they come up, but if you take that the little bundle, the bundling wrapper off, individual bills.
Okay, so you can use those to
pay. Right.
And then what I found out after I even broke that apart and started giving them the actual individual bills instead of the whole bundle, they paid me back with some sort of metal money that I hadn't seen before.
And smaller, the bills that you hand out, probably say 100 on them.
Yeah, a lot of them do, yeah.
When you give that to people, most of the time you'll get back ones with smaller numbers, 20,
more. Yeah,
10,
but what
five.
I couldn't figure out is I hand them one piece of paper and I get back 8 or 10 pieces of paper and then some silver change, too. That's so who's the joke on?
It's sort of embarrassing, but it's confusing.
Well, anyway, it's fantastic being rich. Before I attempt to give away my $10,000 to my own flesh and blood, we had also talked about the staff, getting to know the staff via song instead of people just coming up here and reading the resume. Why not put it in the form of a song so we can really understand what's going on? Now, Rachel is scared S-less to sing her song.
No idea.
So I hear.
And you know, you're going to learn more about me when I tell you why than you are from the song.
Oh, really?
I'm having palpitations right now.
Please.
But that's surprising. It's incongruous because you look, you're dressed up like Christina Aguilera or a similar hipster, you know?
Yeah. You,
with
you
the hat,
surprised.
you got the newsboy hat on and the...
Keeps my head warm. It's cold out.
And you didn't do any beauty pageants or anything like that as a young Canuck growing up
you
in
know
Canada?
What? I'll tell you a funny story. I did. I actually, when I was underage, I used a fake ID to enter a Hawaiian Tropic.
Now we're getting
this
somewhere.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
A Hawaiian Tropic bikini contest in my hometown at a bar.
How much?
And I won.
But can I ask you this? How much suntan lotion do they move in Quebec?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't picture Hawaiian Tropic and north of the borders being such a great couple, but you won the competition.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the idea of right now is so humiliating.
You were 16 in a bikini.
Talked me into it. I mean, not that it took a lot of. It was just like, hey, you should do it. All right, I have a fake ID. Let's. All right, what am I going to win?
Miss Saskatoon.
Let me ask you this: is there a model in the world that wasn't talked into her initial modeling competition by her friends? Is there one with the candor and the huevos to admit, hey? On my 15th birthday, I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I saw someone hot staring back at me, and I decided to go make my riches modeling. Always a friend talking you into modeling. It was your idea.
Or riding the train one day.
Yes,
right.
Discovered.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of discovered, Dave Damashek is going to now, not only is he do a number one sportscast, but he may do a number one singing
Songsmith.
Cast. Songsmith.
Right.
Yes.
This is an original. And this, I think, describes who I am and tells you what you need to know.
Okay. All right.
Nobody does it better.
I think we get it, Dave. It's enough.
Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it.
Singing at yourself, essentially, yeah.
Born in Pittsburgh, PA. You moved out to LA.
Yeah.
And spent 2 years in the unemployment line.
Hopper.
But you're ruggedly handsome. There are girls here, just ask them. And you've seen Karate Kid 200 times.
Girls are
rest in
high.
Peace, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
And nobody does it better. Even though all those creeps wish they could. Nobody does it quite the way you do. David, why'd you have to be so good?
Take it home, Dave. I mean, leave. Go home.
I'm so uncomfortable.
You watch lots of TV.
Yeah.
You like eggs with Chipotle. You're the best in the world at Connect Four.
500.
June 11th, your birthday. You love shoes, but you're not gay. And you got a head of hair that people kill for.
Ultra.
And nobody does it better. Except maybe for Lemieux and Roethlisberger. Nobody does it even half as good as you. David, David.
It's just a 4-hour show, Dave, so we got to kind of pick it up a little.
David, you're the best. Yes, you are, Dave. Number one.
Number one.
David, you're the best. Take it, girls.
Gosh.
Wow.
You are all right, Dave.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was
Did I mention that's an original?
And not only was it moving and melodic, but mm-hmm. we learned all about you.
Well, that was the
Karate
instruction.
Kid,
right?
The hair, the shoes, Pittsburgh, PA, all there.
We got it all. Lemieux, Roethlisberger.
Wow.
I'm expressing my inner anguish through the majesty of song.
Talk about setting the bar high.
No kidding.
Olga.
What am I supposed to... I should just go leave.
Yeah, you should pack it up.
I think I should.
Are we not going to talk about how bad the singing was?
No.
I thought the singing was not
Who
so...
Is this?
Not too bad.
All right.
Thank you.
Olga, what did you think?
I brought passion.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was great. Adam, this show is about you. Did you forget? It's about you.
Yeah. I should have sung Dave's song. You're right. Thanks,
what an
Olga.
Honor that would be.
Yeah. Olga, Olga's one of those names that could go one way or another. Olga means piping, smoking,
Adam,
hot, or scary.
You better get it right. So which way is it going to be?
I say you're hot. You're 20. You're from San Diego. You're named Olga. You're good looking, right?
And what else?
That's enough.
You're missing the most important part.
Well, we may never know because I'm hanging up on you. Mike?
Adam!
Yeah, what'd you think of Damashek's singing?
Dude, I thought it was pretty bad.
Wow.
It was worse than worse.
Somebody's jealous.
I did not come in here to be insulted. I don't know if anyone is
Dude,
under that
take
impression.
Take it as a compliment. Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, he doesn't have a day job. He has half a morning job.
Then he'll fit right in with the show.
Mike? All right, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, you got any prizes for the first one?
Yeah, we got Dave is releasing a CD, so we'll be sending that right out to you. Yeah, he covers all the Bond songs. Awesome.
Goldfinger.
He does A Spy Loves Me, does a duet with Eartha Kitt. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, Matt. Mike.
Hey, thanks, Howard.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Well, it was only an hour and 11 minutes into the show where we got our first Howard comment. Rachel? Wow.
Ask
How do you
why
follow that?
Ask her why she's freaking out, by the way.
Why are you freaking out, Rachel?
Because, so this is my thing with singing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, maybe, I don't know, 3-4 years old, I was doing what little kids do. You know, they're like, la, 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 whatever. My mom actually said to me, shut up, you sound terrible.
Wow. Wow.
Scarred me for life.
Yeah.
I couldn't sing the Canadian National Anthem growing up.
No.
You know, because they make you sing it at the start of school or, like, in choir. Like, I have avoided singing.
But let me
it
say...
makes me...
Show, you hoser.
Let me say this, though, Rachel. And I'm going to attempt to turn lemons into lemonade. Your mom's verbal criticism of you at an early age may have stopped you from singing, but it created the eating disorder, which enabled you to win the Hawaiian Tropic contest a mere 8 years later.
Isn't it funny how things turn out?
Yeah.
You should. My heart is, I'm like, I, oh, it's just so humiliating.
Well, it's tough to follow Damashek's siren song.
And, you know, and I tried to keep mine short just for the interest of the listeners, mm-hmm. the
Don't
length of the
like
show.
Mm-hmm. I see what's behind those eyes. It's an accusation.
Here's the thing, though, Rachel. Here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to mail it in.
No. I'm committing.
Yes, that's all out, baby.
And let me tell you, I've committed to the point where I'm standing up.
Here's what I learned from playing 10 years of Pop Warner football. When you go half speed, you get hurt.
That's when
you get hurt. So let's go. Let's bring it home.
You may not learn that much about me from this, but maybe you will. I am a lactose intolerant Canadian. You might remember me from my time at VH1. Now I'm with Carolla on Family Guy. He played Death Number 2. I know that he's no Norm MacDonald, but he'll do. I do the. You're gonna get right before you Before noon.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Sung to the tune of What the F Was That? The key of F. What the F was that song? That was wonderful. I wish I knew what song that was.
You don't watch American Idol. Who is your American Idol, Mr. Carolla?
Oh.
C minus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, that was very good. You worked some words in there, some news words that were really hard, the rhyme and everything.
Yeah.
Kudos.
It was awesome the way you insulted your new boss. McDonald played a better death than I did in The Family Guy.
No, it's more the Canadian, because he's Canadian, right?
Oh, I see.
It was just a...
Yeah.
No.
How dare you?
Yeah. Hey, you're...
I may be no Norm MacDonald, but you're no Ann Murray, my lady. Tell you that right now. Yeah.
Adam enjoys a little song himself now and again. You know what you're doing. Yeah. You're no stranger to the microphone. I remember New Year's Eve.
Oh, this is just New Year's Eve, huh?
I'm your vehicle, mama. And by now I'm sure you know, help me, and love you, need you.
Wow, listen to the room. He's in the room.
Hold on.
Great God in heaven, you know I love.
Oh, you love that song.
Well, I'm a showman. It's not just about the pipes. It's about the movement. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who wrote it, but you own this song.
Yeah. I put my stick all over it.
You know, baby, I think you're sure. I'm your vehicle, baby.
All right, Mike. That's enough of that. All right. So I would say now we're going to continue with this.
So be it.
We will.
Hold on.
No. What's this? You want me to crank something out right now? Please. We will continue with this competition. Mike Lynch still has singing to do. Jimmy Brasca still has singing to do. Jimmy Kimmel will be in here in the next hour. He'll not be singing. Although if he did, I guarantee it would be something from Neil Diamond. My dad will be in here. My dad will have an opportunity to win $10,000. Excited of his son's hard-earned money. It'll be nice for my dad. Oh, will you turn that down, please? Thank you. By the way, my arms flapping up and down isn't because I farted. That usually means just when I'm outside the studio, it means I farted. Inside the studio, it means bring the music down. My dad is going to have the opportunity to win $10,000 of his son's hard-earned money. Now, normally, he just sucks me dry 500 at a time. But this time, he's going to have an opportunity to win it all in one big glorious lump. Also, like I said, the great Jimmy Kimmel. Sports, news, all that after this.
The southbound side of the 110, the Harbor Freeway, Wilshire Boulevard, the off-ramp is closed here due to a crash. You have a little bit of slowing in through the area. Lots of slowing on the 405. Let's check it through the Sherman Oaks Galleria traffic camp. Southbound side at Getty Center Drive, possible grass fire. The backup starts from well before the 101. And now a street alert in Los Angeles for Beverly Glen, southbound Mulholland. We're getting word that it's closed because of possible mudslides. It's 7:26. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Wow. Dick Clark sounds better now. I thought we were going to get professionals on this show. Phone number 1-866-901-ADAM. Give me a call. We have a lot of show left in store. My father's here. I'm looking at him through the glass. My buddy is Waldo is here. As Waldo, you may have seen from the TLC program I did. He's a he's from Nicaragua, or as he would say, Nicaragua. I worked with him for many years when I was swinging a hammer. He's going to be doing a little movie review for us. My dad is going to come into the studio and have an opportunity to win $10,000 by answering one simple question. And it is a simple question, and I have my checkbook before me, and I will cut the old man.
Would we all be able to answer this question? Or
that is an interesting yes. Here's the point. The question that I'm going to ask my father, every single person in this room will be able to answer. Hmm. Every single person in this room, and I would venture to say half the people in Southern California.
But we don't get the $10,000.
No, you'll not.
Oh, I see.
You'll get the satisfaction of knowing you answered my father's $10,000 question, but you'll not actually get the dough. All right. Jimmy Kimmel going to be coming in studio a little bit later on, but now it's time for Rachel Perry in the news.
Hey, I'm Rachel Perry with the news. The search for survivors at an ice rink in Germany has been stopped a day after the roof caved in, possibly due to heavy snowfall. 11 people are dead, including 6 children. Levels of carbon monoxide measured in the area where 13 coal miners are trapped in West Virginia are said at this point to be too high to support life. It's hoped that the miners have been able to move to a different location. This is Senior VP of the mining company International Coal Group, Gene Kitts.
Of the 13 unaccounted for miners, 9 of them have plus 30 years experience.
So let's hope that at this point, you know, they'll know what they're doing down there.
What goes on that we still need coal? What are we using coal for? I think it fires generators that create electricity, but no one's car runs on coal. I don't have a stove that runs on coal. I get a little coal in my stocking for Christmas, but that's about it. We should be done with coal. What about the windmills? What about the solar power? What about the power of the ocean and the tides? Let's tap into this. Enough of this coal.
That's a good question.
Yes,
I don't
know.
Forward. Barbecuing? I'm not sure. What do you use coal for?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, Kimmel goes through a metric ton of coal every Sunday, barbecuing his tri-tip.
In Texas, firefighters are searching house to house for survivors that in the houses that have been burned throughout the last week of fires in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Let me see here.
Very grim news.
Very grim news. I'm sorry.
But I'll tell you.
That's what the news is.
It's diversely grim. It's people in coal mines. It's people being crushed by snow. It's people in fires. We're all over the grim map.
Mm.
Did you know that you want me to give you some good news?
Yes.
You want some good news?
Yes.
Tori Spelling got engaged.
Oh, thank God she's learning to love again.
Yes.
I swore she would never love again.
I'm sad she's off the market.
Yeah.
Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott got engaged on Christmas Eve. Interesting part of, they say that they have searched their whole lives for each other and can't wait to start our lives as one.
Yeah.
We both finally found our soulmate and are beyond in love. Both of them are in the process of getting divorced now.
It strikes me you should not make these crazy proclamations before you get married. You know what I mean? Because it's sort of that Angelina Jolie does that with Billy Bob. We're soulmates. We've searched the universe for each other. 11 months later, you guys hate each other and broken up. That's why when I got married, I made none of those proclamations. I said to my wife, "You're okay," and I punched her in the shoulder. That was it. Simple punch in the shoulder.
We should make a movie about that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story.
I'm okay. Let's face it. We're together because we ran into the same place about the same time. You know, if Kimmel hadn't been doing that Monday Night Football promo for the radio 10 years ago, we would have never met. That's how we met.
How did you meet?
I went down with Jimmy. Jimmy was doing a Monday Night Football back when he was doing radio about 10 years ago. Oh, man, make it more. Here in Los Angeles. And he was doing a Monday Night Football thing where he goes to a bar and everyone can meet Jimmy Kimmel, the sports guy, down at the bar for the Monday Night Football game. Thankfully, nobody showed up except for my wife-to-be. And the rest is history. Yeah.
some interesting news. There's a new computer virus, possibly, on the loose, coming out. No ordinary computer virus, though. This one has some sort of connection to the Nazi Party.
Oh, really?
Just in case you were interested.
Based on past Sober attacks in Germany and that area of the world, it's been used to spew racist messages. So we're guessing that this could be the case.
It's gonna dump pro-Nazi spam.
Hey, you know, you're always spewing racial messages. Can you ever just gently explain one? Do you know what I mean? You ever think about that? Mm. And the other thing I thought about, too, I'm sort of torn with the Nazi Party because on one hand, Nazi, very evil. On the other hand, party. You know what I mean? So it's a push.
It's a push. Well, yeah. I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news.
Fantastic.
For now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Now, the holidays might be over. As a matter of fact, I'm almost positive that they are. But at least we've got one of the best sports weekends of the year coming up. First round of the NFL playoffs. Redskins at Bucks. Patriots hosting the Jags. Panthers at Giants. And the Pittsburgh Steelers heading to Cincy.
Wow.
To play them Bungles. Should be fun. Unless you're in charge of one of those playoff teams, though. It's a bad time to be an NFL coach. Bloodbath the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Five of them have been canned. Saints, Texans, Packers, Rams, Vikings, now all looking for new coaches. And the worst one of the group was Minnesota's head man, Mike Tice. He was fired on Sunday right after the game. They win the game, gets canned, and at least one of his players, Corin Robinson, did not like it.
It's very ironic. Can't even get a man respect enough to wait till Monday, you know, and enjoy a win at least.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing with that, Corin. It's the way your team enjoyed victories in the past that got Mike Tyson fired.
Right. On the houseboats.
Yes.
By the way, how many Y's in the word win? Really think about that. Corin actually put like five Y's in the word queen.
Much of that was difficult to to follow.
Yeah. But Tice, who won like six out of his last seven games. Right?
Right.
I mean, the guy had dropped one the week before, but other than that, I think the guy won like six out of seven. And the thing I liked about Tice, too, is he had a pencil behind his ear at all times.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do when you never write anything down and you're 6 foot eight and you have a bucket-sized head and everyone thinks you're stupid. You put a pencil behind your ear and people think, well, he must be up to something.
A little too much is made, too, by guys like Tice. He said yesterday that he wants to get back into coaching immediately because he loves to teach. Loves to teach. That's how he said it. I love to teach. Love to teach. He's a teacher. He's not not a coach. But here's something else I'd like to point out. As we move in to the playoffs, and we've got the big game tomorrow night with USC and Texas, I've had it with the Gatorade bath.
Yeah, me too.
What, kid? What is so great about the Gatorade bath? Why is this the symbol of victory?
Yeah.
Down the line.
It was funny in 1937 when they did it to Pops Warner.
Right, right.
When he was playing, when they used to call him clubs and guys wore sweaters, but not good anymore. The other thing I was thinking about with this is I saw him do it to the Ohio State coach yesterday who was wearing a sweater vest and a cotton shirt. The guy could have died. Normally they wear a windbreaker and the Gatorade just goes on, hits the shoulders, goes down.
That is exactly my point. Two things. First of all, I didn't want to bring that up because I thought you'd consider me a fancy man. But, he's wearing a sweater. And so the sweater's ruined.
And he has hypothermia.
And two, that's my life. This is not, the Gatorade bath isn't going to end until it takes someone's life.
Oh, yes.
And these men are older men. High-strung guys. You throw ice-cold liquid on them, they're going to have a stroke.
My father is right there. If I dumped 12 ounces of Diet Pepsi at room temperature on him right now, he would keel over and die.
It very well may happen.
And what about the countries that don't have Gatorade? What about the Biafran kids that are sweltering the sub-Saharan heat? They're out in Africa. No shade to be found. And what happens? They would die. They would give their youngest for a capful of Gatorade, and yet these men are tossing it all over the field.
Hey, they hate us for
our
decadence.
On a side note, also, George Allen, the old Redskins coach, he was really old, and he was coaching in college, and they doused him with Gatorade, and they think that led to his death.
Yes.
That's not so.
Yes, that's a true story.
Is that right?
Jimmy Prescott.
That is true.
Sports aficionado.
I mean, it could be a little bit of a rumor, but no. But I think
that killed Allen?
It got him pneumonia or something.
Killed Allen. It also killed one of the Kennedys. I can't remember which one, but I think it was John.
Well, then point made, I think, you know?
All right.
I hope to do some work like this to try to clean some things up in this world. And I know that that's in sports world. And you will address the rest of the world.
Why not do what the Globetrotters used to do? Old Metal Lark Lemon appear to dump the Gatorade. It's just confetti.
Now that's a fresh angle on a tired bit.
Yes. Speaking of tired, sports over. Yes?
All right.
Jimmy Kimmel. The great Jimmy Kimmel's going to be in here. And when we come back, also my father. An opportunity to win $10,000 of his son's money. My good buddy is Waldo with a movie review. All that after this.
Don't start the talking. I could talk all night. My mind is sleepwalking while I...
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he loves you too.
Hey! Phone number 866-901-ADAM. I'm Adam Carolla. My dad's coming in here and just be in very shortly to win possibly $10,000 with a question that everyone in this room could answer. Wow. Pressure's on. And I guarantee you he has never seen $10,000 before. He may never have even heard of $10,000. I may have to explain to him what it actually is. Jimmy Kimmel, the great Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel Live, back on live tonight.
What's
this? Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
What's going on here?
Our first guest, Jimmy Kimmel.
Adam's been able to pick up the pieces.
What do you mean?
After you dumped him. Years ago, a couple years ago, now Adam's picked up
not
the pieces.
Not seen him since the mansion.
No, what are you guys doing? I mean, what are you guys doing in here?
We're doing a radio program, Jimmy.
Who is?
Well, you remember Dave from the Man Show?
Oh, hello. Dave, this is your show?
Well, Adam and I are doing a show.
Remember?
I painted that painting for you.
Of course, Rachel. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Congratulations, Rachel and Dave. That's terrific.
Thanks.
Thank you. Adam's a big part of the show.
No, of course
too.
I know Adam. I didn't know we were going to be guesting together on the show, but that is just
this is awesome.
A great surprise.
Well, I've been on your TV program one time, and I thought we'd have you on one time.
Congratulations on the show. This is a historic day. I know that all across, up and down the West Coast, because you're on from Portland, from Seattle, the top of the very top of this country,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to, I think, San Diego, which is our, mm-hmm. is that our southernmost?
Well, that's our southernmost. Phoenix?
Phoenix is a little bit west of that.
San Diego's the
yeah, we'll go San Diego. Yeah.
And congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. It's really,
the show sounds fair.
It's, we like to think we're fair-minded over here, if that's what you're talking about. It's
that's
been
perfect. That's where we set the bar.
Culmination of life's work for me, really. I really do mean that. I when I was swinging a hammer and way back in the day, I used to listen to morning radio exclusively, and I just thought, I can't believe these guys are getting paid to do this. And now I'm one of them.
Yeah. It is something because Adam and I, we worked at K-Rock together, and after the show, we were on with Kevin and Bean, we'd go to lunch, and we'd talk for like 3 hours in the afternoon every single day. And at a certain point, it just was like, this is ridiculous. We're wasting the whole day, every single day, and we've got to do something about it. And Adam did something about it.
That's right. I went to the morning. Kimmel went to the evening, and we meet in the afternoon and make sweet, sweet love.
That's right.
That is our new
schedule.
Really,
it really is not unlike the radio version, the entertainment version of Brokeback Mountain. It really is. You two came together,
it's
fell
a
in love,
gayer.
And went your separate ways,
yeah.
But you always still deeply in love.
Everyone makes a big deal about the gay cowboys. I assume all cowboys are gay until proven otherwise.
I agree with
I
you.
I see the chaps. I see the big belt buckles and the hats. I assume gay, right?
Yeah, even like a guy like John Wayne, you see pictures of him in lingerie.
Oh, big Quimby. Huge. You didn't know?
Is that right?
You didn't know. Huge.
Not funny, ha-ha. Funny, queer.
Any guy who wears a suede vest is gay. That's just me.
Yeah.
So Jimmy, tonight, by the way, is going to have Reverend Al Sharpton and Kenny Mayne. Same guy, actually, if you really
yeah, they're very similar.
Very similar.
Types. And POD tonight on the show also. But
yeah.
That's not why I'm here. I'm here to congratulate you and David and Rachel and little Mike Lynch and the whole team on this program that I'm sure will be a success for months to come.
Thank you. And let me say, Jimmy, that if I know things are sort of come saw with the ratings on your show, if anything dips any lower, you're welcome.
You always
have a home here, whether it's freshening
that.
Up the coffee or reloading the fax machine, whatever you need to do. And I'm not talking about full time. I'm not talking about forever. I'm talking interim.
Okay.
If the wheels come off the wagon over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, you can always pick up
that
a little
a lot
scratch
you,
over
Adam.
Here.
A lot of people, when they make it big, they forget everybody. But
right.
Not you.
Right.
Not you. You're remembering this guy, and he is a good kid.
I'll toss a bone to him. So, Jimmy.
Yes.
Tonight, back live. Oh, and I want to thank Jimmy for the present he got me, the Christmas gift he got
oh,
me.
Oh, yes, he got you a wonderful gift.
He got me one of the greatest gifts a man could give another man, which is a toilet seat that squirts you in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
And not a novelty toilet seat. It's not like one of those carnations you put on your lapel. This one cleans as it warms, as it soothes. And a lot of people think it's insane.
People are, they don't just think it's insane. People are disturbed by the fact that
yes.
I give this
Did
to you.
Did you get this at the Sky Mall or something?
No, I bought it online. I read it. It was like in Popular Mechanics or something. It was one of the top inventions of the year.
It's a bidet
yes.
toilet seat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if like a toilet bowl and a hose got married, this
yeah.
is what would happen.
Right.
As a woman, I think that's a great invention.
Isn't that nice? But
I
what do you think about it as a man?
Well, yeah, as a man, I don't... Yeah.
It's a little bit weird, but I tell you, Adam loves it. I got him one many years ago in mm-hmm. his old house, and mm-hmm. it remained... There was a condition of the sale, I think.
Yes.
It remained with the house.
Yeah.
And, I personally find it a lot more pleasant to be around him.
Yeah.
Now.
Now, here's what it does. You sit down. First off, it has a heating coil in it. So as you hit the toilet seat, it warms your derriere. And people don't
warm
think...
stool.
People don't
Go
think...
On.
Yeah, people
you
don't
know
think
that's,
much of that.
That's a great thing.
Yeah,
you
is.
Know, you guys don't have to sit down that often. There's nothing worse than a cold...
Yeah.
Cold toilet seat.
Yeah.
Terrible experience. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
And they make them out of, you know, it's always hard plastic. So it's,
awful.
You know, if the temperature in the room is 65 degrees, the thing's 33 degrees. I don't know how that works mathematically, but it's always colder than what it is. Unless you get one of those creepy padded ones. You go to one of your mom's friends' houses, yeah, they padded one. And I was always like, first off, it's like I'm crapping into a recliner at this point. Now, this is officially a piece of furniture I'm defecating in now because you've upholstered it, number one. Number two, my ass sticks
Mine
to it
too,
as I
yeah.
climb
yeah.
off it. It clings
sticky,
to it.
Yeah.
It cleaves to the seat as I try to pry myself off it. And then the worst part about the padded toilet seat is when you push it up, it never gets past 90. If it was a clock, it would never get to 11 o'clock. It would be 12 straight up. Once in a while, you'll press it a little bit to try to compress it, and then you'll start urinating, but it'll expand and come like a urine guillotine and cut your urine off halfway into the wind. So, plus, it has all the other bits and pieces of everyone who's been on the throne before you left behind.
Whenever I stick to that thing, I just imagine every single person sticking to that, and it's just more contact than I'm comfortable
it's It's more flypaper than it is toilet seat. It really is. Yes, you have to peel your hairy ass, your sweaty, hairy ass off.
The other thing
it.
That's a disgusting thing is when people put the little carpet thing around the bottom of the toilet. That just seems like that's a recipe for germs.
Yes, you can actually make a nice soup out of it.
Yes, yeah, right. Yes. I like the folks that then go to the next step and carpet the tank. They actually put the shag on the tank. So you have the padded seat. You have the good. It's really like Elvis's airplane at that point. The carpet all around the thing. I get urine everywhere but in the toilet. So you're asking for trouble if this is your plan with me. Wow, where did you know?
But
what?
Now you're heating your. But so, but now you're talking about
I'm
a heated toilet.
Not just heating, but
and cleansing and.
But there's some manual labor still required, right? Or is there a blow dryer in there as well?
No, but I don't want to tip it because there's more to discuss. The great Jimmy Kimmel is here. We'll talk more about this wonderful apparatus, Ozzy. Ozzy, my good buddy from way back in the day, is going to be doing a movie review. My dad's going to get a chance to win $10,000. News. Sports, so much show left after this.
You're in an all-girl band. Your futon second man.
97.13 FM.
Sigler canceled in Pomona for the westbound 10 before Dudley. The backup, however, still from Indian Hill. Street alert continues in Los Angeles. Beverly Glen seems to be closed. Southbound side between Mulholland and Sunset Boulevard. Possible mudslide there. In Woodland Hills, the 101 westbound side, right at Topanga. You've got an injury crash here. The backup is from White Oak. It stays slow all the way into Woodlake Avenue. It's 8:02. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX, Los Angeles, Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 1-866-901-ADAM. That's 1-866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show. You better call. This is MG. We got to go. Call the Adam Carolla Show now.
Love those European tourists. Phone number. One more time. 866-901-ADAM. It is the Adam Carolla Show. We have Jimmy Kimmel, the great Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel Live on tonight. Back up. And running tonight, Kenny Mayne is on the show. Reverend Al Sharpton is on the show. POD on the show tonight.
Not this show, though, on my show.
Yes, on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. We were just finishing up about the wonderful gift. And you want to talk about a gift that keeps giving. Get somebody that toilet seat that squirts you in the ass.
It's
you,
called like the swasher or something. I forgot what it's called. Do you remember?
I didn't read the box. I only felt. I don't read. I feel, Jimmy. That's the way I go.
You hook it up to your toilet, and you hook the water supply up, and it warms the toilet seat, and then it shoots a hot, thick stream of water into your bottom.
And you've never felt fresher. You have never felt fresher as a male. And everybody puts a puss on, and I got to tell you, it's a little bit creepy. Aesthetically, like people are confused by it. They haven't seen them before. I've had people use my bathroom, walk in. They always stop in front of the toilet and they say, "Oh, does your grandmother live with you?" Because it just seems like one of those things someone over 70 needs. But it is for the young as well. You sit on this thing. It warms the cockles of your ass and fires a blazing hot aqua jet into the tokai.
You know,
where
does
the water
cleaner.
Come
Adam's
from?
Ass is
heaven.
Mangy.
Heaven.
Mangy?
It is. Mangy is the best way to describe it. It's like when your dog needs to be taken to the groomer. That's what it's like. And told me once it's difficult for him.
Yeah. I would say, look, if you spilled chili on linoleum, you'd happily wipe it up. But if you spilled it on shag carpet, it would be a tougher job. Do you know what I'm saying?
I have a picture. Thank you.
You're sporting linoleum. I got the pile.
But the spraying, when you spray the bottom like this, it's the same as if you spilled a hunk of chili, you know, on the floor. If you drop chili on the floor, you could take a paper towel and wipe it up with one scoop.
Right, but what?
Now, if you put water on it, if you spray water, it would go all over the place.
Incorrect.
This is what I fear would happen. With
no,
this.
But the gravity takes it toward the ocean. And by the way, it's not chilly on the floor. It's chilly on the shack.
And we're not just talking about carpeting here. We're talking about the jungle.
That's right.
This was really a gift for Adam's wife.
It really was a gift all around me. It keeps on giving. Yes.
No, really, I've seen this thing. Where does the water hook up to? How do you hook?
You tie it in.
Because you don't want it to be cold water.
Well,
it heats it.
You have a water supply. Yes, you tie it in to the water supply. As a matter of fact,
like
Oswaldo, he'll be doing. No, the toilet has a water supply. There's a shutoff valve right there. Yeah, like, well, you know when you flush the toilet?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to get a bucket of water and truck it in and refill it again.
No.
It has its own water supply. You hook into that water supply, it heats it, and then right up you.
I'm going to say what's on everyone's mind. Why is it that Jimmy Kimmel has such intimate details of the netherworld?
How
dare you say that? Because I'm like a scientist. I mean, you know, I look into things. I'm interested in things. I don't do this too much information. There's no information that is too much for me.
And let me just put it to you this way. If it was the set of dishes you ate off of, you'd be interested in keeping them clean. Would you not?
Enough said.
Okay. Ozzy.
Yes.
Ozzy, yes, you speak. Yes.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Ozzy. Pull that microphone up to you. Oswaldo, I met 15 years ago when I was swinging a hammer, and Ozzy was swinging a hammer.
Where'd you guys meet? What was the job you were working on?
We built a gym in Pasadena, I do believe. And we started working on that gym, and it turned out later to be the gym that I met Jimmy Kimmel at when I trained him to box many years ago. And, of course, that all then led to the ass toilet.
Yeah.
But Ozzy and I met probably 3 years before that. We remodeled this boxing gym, and we've been working together on and off ever since. If you saw the Adam Carolla Project, the TLC show, Ozzy's prominently featured on that. And the only thing Ozzy loves more than barbecuing is movies. He loves cinema, so I thought it'd be nice to have Ozzy in here to review one of the new movies that's coming out. Ozzy?
Yeah. I watched yesterday, you know, Munich.
Yeah.
I take a long time.
What's the name of the movie?
Munich.
Munich.
Yeah.
Munich.
Munich, yeah.
Yes, you're talking
who's
about the
that?
Movie. Yeah, who's in that? What actors are in that?
Eddie Bana.
It's Tara Reid and... Mark Ruffalo?
No, that's another movie.
Oh.
Munich, who's in it, Mark?
I remember Eric Bana.
Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Okay, he's in that. And who's the director of this movie?
Steven Spielberg.
Who's that again?
Steven Spielberg.
Okay, Spielberg. Okay. All right. And tell us about this movie, because I want to know whether to see it or not.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is the old continent, the revenge, you know, versus all promoter and sponsor the responsibility for the make it, the tragic Black September in 1972.
72. Yes. What else? That's all I got.
The killer, you know, the order is killer one by one, the 11 names appear, you know, after the investigation, you know, the...
Well, what happened? What happened? How did the movie begin?
Okay, the trauma is the movie, you know, they make it, you know, the second part, you know, for killer, the old promoter, you know.
The promoter.
Yeah, you know, the sponsor for making, you know, the September, you know, the Black September in 1972.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the Olympic killings in Munich.
Yeah, in Munich. Yeah.
Or Munich.
West Germany.
West Germany, right. So the Israeli athletes were abducted by the Palestinians. They're killed, and now there's revenge.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
that
what
doesn't
happened?
Sound funny at all.
No.
Was it funny, Oswaldo?
No, it's still not funny. It's a little tragic.
Little bit. All right. And so then what happened?
The movie, you know, this is the reality, you know, bring to the people not like the violence, you know, the violence, you know.
They don't like the violence?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like the violence?
You know, suppose, you know, the people, killer, the people make, you know, the Black September,
mm-hmm.
you know, for no more violence in the war, you know, killer, you know, the all bad people, you know.
Imagine I worked with Ozzy for 15 years, me and Ozzy, and I would have to explain very intricate things to him.
And you sound like him to you, right?
Yeah. I would say, yes.
But this isn't like
for that, I'd like to apologize.
This feels to me, though, like I don't understand, but you're translating much like Han Solo had to translate for the world for Chewbacca.
Yes.
He told everybody what was on his mind. This is the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar with that film, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Seen the Star Wars, Ozzy?
Pardon me?
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
This is a terrible movie to send Ozzy to, though, right?
Munich?
Yeah, Munich.
Yeah.
He's always loved Steven Spielhoff's work before.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah. What else happened, Ozzy? Come on. I said we need a review.
You know, Eric Bana, you know, the name of the movie is Aspen. Mm-hmm. The guy is categoric, you know, he's released the operation. Mm-hmm. The fantastic job, you know, in the operation for killer, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's this have to do with the toilet seat that Jimmy got me?
I don't know. I live in the garage.
Okay. Ozzy, have you ever tried that toilet seat? Be honest.
What?
The one that squirts, the toilet seat at Adam's house?
I see the function, but I know try.
You didn't try it?
You didn't.
I know.
Believe me.
I imagine, you know, the sensation.
I dusted that thing for Ozzy ass, and it came up positive. All right.
How many taquitos do you give this movie?
Oh, wait a minute. The guy's from Nicaragua. They don't have taquitos over there. How dare you?
Carne asada, bigorón.
That's right. Jesse.
Hey, what's up? Is that him?
Yeah, you're from San Diego?
Yeah, that's right. I'm from San Diego. Dude, I was listening to this guy. Dude, sounds like my dad. Are you sure you didn't kidnap him?
Yeah, your dad sounds like Ozzy?
Yeah, sounds like him.
Can you understand what he's talking about? What have you gathered?
Perfectly.
What have you gathered from his review so far?
Oh, that it's an overall good movie, I'm guessing. But
is it, Ozzy? Is it good?
For me, you know.
For you, yes.
The movie left this review, you know, cold. Very cold.
It left the reviewer cold?
Yeah.
Wow. It left you cold, Ozzy. So thumbs up, donkeys down. What is it? Should we go see this movie or not?
Yeah, I watch, you know. I take, you know, a lot of sacrifice for watching, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
In the end, you know.
Hasn't he been through enough?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I want to know from the review. Here's the plan. You see the movie, you tell me how the movie is, and then I decide based on that information whether I should go see the movie or not.
I still don't understand who was even in it.
Well, the Hulk was in it. That's who was in it.
Yes, David Banner. So, we should see the movie or not?
Yeah, like watching. I was sleeping, you know.
You almost fell asleep.
Yep.
All right, but you're pretty drunk.
You know, it'd be a great movie for Ozzy to go see. It was Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
You should go see that, too. Do you like cowboy movies?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I think you'd like this one.
You like Western?
It's supposed to be great.
Yeah, it's a Western movie.
Yes, Western movie.
Real shoot 'em up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shoot 'em up. Get it, guys? Action. Nothing but action. Wall-to-wall action.
Well, that was... there you go. Does Ozzy have any theme music we could play?
Seems like we need a sting.
Yeah.
Oswaldo, everyone, in his first movie review.
Thank you so much.
Wait, where's Oswaldo's song?
Yeah, Ozzy.
Where's your song?
Ozzy's going to have to come up with a song, too.
I'm pointing. Very at close range.
You're saying sob.
Yes.
La cucaracha.
Ozzy, please excuse yourself. Wonderful job. My father.
Yep. Thank
you. My father is coming into the studio very shortly to win $10,000 with a trivia question that everyone in this room could answer. Mark, turn down your radio.
I'm here.
What's up?
Hey, why does your dad get $10,000?
Because he's my father and I'm his son. Yes.
Understand, we're broke dicks out here working and you just paid him off for a house.
Yeah, my father, I guarantee, has less money than you do.
And by the way,
come on, this is, I wouldn't be working if that was true.
This is not a guarantee by far. I mean,
no,
there's probably not much of a chance that Adam's going to be out this $10,000.
Yes, there's no way he's going to win this $10,000. Jeff?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Jeff.
This is speech impediment, man. Hey, are you going to do any personal appearances?
Yes, I am.
Where at?
At my house.
At your house?
Yes, I will personally appear at my home every day.
Send him to Brokeback Mountain, too, with Ozzy.
Yes, quite a team. DJ?
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I've been watching the TLC and the Man Show. I beat off and laughed at that many times.
Thank you. So you're familiar with Ozzy's work?
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right. Please.
Guys. Has he been calling me?
Yes. I'm outraged. I didn't hear my name mentioned once in that.
I'm sure he's
okay, Adam,
doing that to you.
That's what Adam does.
He would have gotten to that. Eric.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Ed, welcome to Las Vegas, bro.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We've been waiting a while to hear from you.
Well, here I am.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal.
All right. What I've learned from doing radio is about the fifth time you say good deal, it means there's nothing to say. Let's take ourselves a little break.
Good deal.
My father will be in here to answer a $10,000 trivia question after this.
Little girl, what's your game?
Claim to
fame. 97.1 Free FM. Traffic. Got a mess in the 405 in Seal Beach. Major problem southbound side right before Seal Beach Boulevard. Several cars here, one overturned. There's a pickup truck blocking the carpool lane and the two left lanes jammed from the 605 freeway. Street alert continues in Los Angeles. Beverly Glen Boulevard southbound between Mulholland and Sunset. Absolutely closed, possibly due to mudslides. It's 8:24. I'm Tori Signal. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Play FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM. I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. Hungry for some comedy.
Hey! Adam Carroll here. 866-109. Adam is the phone number. My father, James Carolla. Jimmy Carolla in studio with us tonight. Or today, I should say. Jim's dad, Pops, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Adam and his dad are very, very different, it seems. Adam's very, kind of loud. Mm-hmm. Dad's kind of soft-spoken.
Well,
you guys do look kind of alike. I never really realized it until just now.
Yeah, both have huge foreheads and small penises. It's a great combo.
I can only see one of those from here.
If you had your choice, would you have a small forehead and a huge penis or a small penis and a huge forehead? Yeah.
I don't know.
Dad, is that you under the mic sounding like Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Well, are you nervous?
Can you get closer to the mic? Can you put that up your nose, actually?
Anyway. You feeling okay, Dad?
Let's get back to this
$10,000. Wait, do I call your dad Mr. Carolla?
No, I'm Mr. Carolla. He's a-hole.
Okay. That feels so disrespectful.
This is a great opportunity to find out some things about Adam, because wants to put his dad on the spot, but I don't see why not.
I just want to know why your dad has so little money. What do you do? What did you do?
I'm a psychotherapist in private practice.
Right. But before that, what didn't you do not to make money?
I was a jazz musician. That's right. A good way not to make money.
Right.
And I was a school teacher.
What do you think your best year financially has been? About the best you've done.
About 60,000.
60,000. And that's recently.
Yeah.
What do you think you averaged when I was growing up?
Oh, I'd say $7,000.
$7,000. That wasn't in the 40s. That was in the 80s. Dad, just so people really understand, when you bought your first house in North Hollywood there, that house on Vantage Street. In
the one that you fixed up?
No.
Oh,
no,
a different one.
That was the second one. This is the first one. Bought it in 75, 76, maybe?
Yeah.
What was the price of that house?
$17,000.
$17,000. Wow. Not pre-World War One. This is 1976, North Hollywood, everybody. Imagine that
he
palace.
He could almost buy that house with what he could win today.
Yes.
What you're offering him today.
You could buy two-thirds of that home with what I'm offering you today, Dad.
Hey, Adam, but let's get back to this $10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
First place, I shouldn't start where everybody else starts. I have a few things. I think, in other words, I deserve a head start.
Right.
Number one being your son. I'm 75.
Right.
I have extremely large prostate.
Yes.
I can hardly carry
how big is it
me.
When you say extremely large?
Well, that's...
That's nothing to brag about.
Are you carrying it in your fanny pack right now?
Let me tell you, if you'd gotten that toilet seat that squirts you in the ass many years ago when I told you to, it would have shrunk it.
I was born with club feet.
Yes.
You know, it runs in the family. I don't know if your audience knows this or not. Adam skipped it, but I was born with club feet.
I got club mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my dad did not have a great genetic hand dealt to him, so he really can't be blamed. But his mind is not feeble.
No, not feeble.
He's an intelligent man.
Would you say that your greatest accomplishment in life is your son, Adam?
Well, yeah, let me say this. Another thing people don't know, is that I delivered Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was not...
What?
Adam was not born in a hospital. I don't think anyone knows
really?
This.
Really? Was he born in a manger surrounded by wise people?
Well, I was there, other than that.
Yeah, you can't count my mom.
Where was he born?
He was born in a doctor's office in Westwood to a German lady that delivered babies in the Black Forest all her life in Germany.
Yeah.
And we found
East
her.
LA.
What?
She thought he was a ham.
We found
everything's a food reference for Jimmy. You got it.
Black Forest ham, right?
Yeah.
She said she would do it cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we took advantage of that. But I delivered him. And I must say a couple things did go wrong. Maybe this is not the right place to say it.
What went wrong?
You have to tell now.
I actually lift him out of his mother's womb.
Yuck. Did you pull him out by his eyebrow?
I had two back then,
by the
way.
I forget. I grabbed him. Anyway, something went wrong. You think I should say it, Adam? Or
yeah, go ahead. Say it. Sure.
I dropped him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And I thought you were going to talk about the ambiguous genitalia. Thank you. Thank you for sparing us that.
They're slippery. They come out. They're all covered in that stuff.
What is
that's why weird. People, they're squirming.
That's why people go to hospitals instead of some German lady's Black Forest ham factory.
What was she doing?
She didn't put them on a deli slicer.
Why were you... you basically, she gives you the space, and that's it? That's her contribution to the equation? Why did you have to stick your hands into your own wife's to pull the baby out? It seems grotesque and
barbaric, archaic.
Yes, and cheap. Dad,
cheap, yes.
Here's the thing. With the money you could win, you could buy yourself a fresh set of tongs in order to handle your next child. All right? So let's get started with this.
How's this going to work exactly?
Well, how it's going to work is I have five questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the $10,000 question.
Really?
Yes. If you get this question right, I have my checkbook right here. As you know, your son is literally a millionaire. I know you know that because I lord it over you constantly. I will cut you a check for $10,000. And again, keep in mind the man's best year is $50,000. And I think that's combined 5 years' income. So
$10,000. This is your own money. This is not
the station money. This is not sponsored. There's no Golden Palace. There's none of that. This is coming out of my checking account right here. It's got my name on the checkbook, and I will cut you a check, Dad.
You said Golden Palace so many times, I feel like maybe you are getting money from them.
Yeah,
I should have. No.
You didn't think this out.
I brought my checkbook, and I'm paying you from my own pocket.
And yet you don't seem nervous at all. You feel confident you're going to still have your money.
The man's a millionaire.
Yes.
What do you want?
Yes. Literally.
Literally.
Literally a millionaire. All right, Dad. Now, here's the way it works. If you get the first question wrong, that's fine. There'll be a $5,000 question next, and then a $2,500 question, and so forth and so on. All
right? How many questions? Five total?
Five total. All right, Dad, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Your son was on a legendary radio station for the past 10 years. Some people would call it the biggest and most influential radio station in the United States, possibly the world, certainly in Southern California where you reside. Name that radio station. Call letters and number.
K-Rock.
Oh, yes. Call the letters for the station.
K-Rock.
Yes, yes, the letters. That's good. That's very good.
Let's see. What would that be? K-R-O... C or Q?
Oh, C. All right. Now, wait a minute. That was still much better than I thought. And now the number on the dial.
Oh, God.
Well, he didn't really get it, but...
Well, hey. It said K-Rock. That's something. Now, the dial...
What comes to mind is 9 is the first number.
9, okay.
Oh, God. 950? 950?
You don't even have the right frequency.
AM or FM?
It's an FM radio station.
Yes, the FMs are not
that
the
was
nines.
It. That was a gimme.
FM.
All right. Jimmy told you that. All right, so you got... You got all right, now hold on. Now here's what we'll say. You got the K-Rock. That was good. But you missed the call letters, and you didn't get the number.
Well, so he kind of. He said C, and then he said Q.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. But that's not
I think you
got to
go on to question
work.
Number
I gotta
two.
I got to go on to number two. Dad, a nice try, a valid effort, but still $5,000 to be won.
How long were you on that radio station, by the way?
A little over 10 years.
You were on 10 years.
No, it was longer than that. It was longer than that.
A little, maybe 11 years. I'm sorry, Rachel was supposed to read, yes.
Just for your interest's sake here, it's 106.7 KROQ. You weren't even close with the 9 there.
All right.
Not even.
All right.
Let's go to question number 2.
By the way, can I just say this, though, that my parents... sitting in Phoenix, Arizona right now as we speak, who went around their house. They are appalled right now. They went around. They have 17 radios in their two-bedroom home right now, all tuned into this radio show, and I'm sure they went around the neighborhood and tuned in everyone else's radio to make sure they heard, and the only complaint I'm sure they have is that I'm not talking more this morning. I'm sure they're appalled
by
this.
Right, right, but that's why you don't have the eye of the tiger like the Ace Man. You're not hungry. All right, Dad. Now, the $5,000 question. I did a television show on a popular cable network that had to do with puppets making phone calls. The name of that show
ran for 4 years.
Very popular. There's a box set.
My memory's not that good.
Right? $5,000.
Puppets.
Puppets. Television show, phone calls, puppets. Popular show, popular cable show.
He wants us so bad.
He does. Oh, it's $5,000.
So did Adam. Adam wanted
six
the
months' work. Yes.
That's what I was saying. What I was thinking. What does this mean to you, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam's heart is breaking now.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have put this kind of money up if I thought I had the answer.
Adam's heart broke when his father dropped him on the floor after birth.
I'm sorry, Dad. You're going to have to venture an answer.
Yes.
Oh, God. You really? I know it.
Right. Just take a guess.
Spell it. Sound it out. Sound it out. Keep talking.
I'm sorry,
keep
Dad. Talking. 10 minutes is the maximum allowable time. Rachel, open the envelope. Let's see what it is. And then I'll give you a clue. It's written on Jimmy's shirt, which is right next to you.
Crank Yankers. The Crank Yank. The Crank.
Like you didn't see the piece of paper I'm holding up.
I'm sorry. You know, the thing that was funny is Jimmy mentioned K-Rock a little bit earlier in the morning, and he's also wearing the T-shirt that has Crank here. So he actually had the one and two answer came from him.
All right, this is great stuff.
Boy.
We should take a break.
Dad, I'm sorry you didn't win the 10. Well, you didn't win the 5.
Give them some more chances, though.
There are three other positions here, and there is a $2,500 question. There's a $1,250 question. They're all here. There's an opportunity to make some money. My great father, James Carolla, in studio, and we'll be back with more family trivia.
His name's Adam.
After this.
Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
It is the Adam Carolla Show. I'm Adam Carolla. My father, James Carolla, in studio. Speaking of James, Jimmy Kimmel in studio, along with Rachel, Dave Damashek. Everyone's here. We've been playing a little trivia with my father so far. 0 for 2 on the $10,000 and $5,000 question. $10,000 was the name of the radio station I've been on here in Los Angeles for 10 years. But, to be fair, he did get the K-Rock part right, but just not the number and the actual call letters. And I'm sorry, Dad, but for $10,000, you understand.
You have to be technically right. Spot on.
Also, secondly, missed Crank Yankers. The show.
Did not know the name of that,
which made me nervous because not only did Jimmy mention K-Rock earlier in the morning on the radio, he also decided to wear his Crank Yankers T-shirt in today, too. And he's sitting a full 19 inches from my dad right now, and it's on the breast.
It's on his breast,
and it's right next to my dad. It made me nervous. I didn't want to say anything to either one of them.
But. Should be a relief, though, that your father doesn't spend his free time staring at Jimmy's breast.
That is. Although,
or paying attention to anything you do.
All right. He's an academic. He's buried in thought in books.
But he's a psychotherapist, yes?
Yes.
So you're out healing other people who have probably parental issues, yes? People who have issues because their parents didn't treat them very well, yes?
A loved one.
Yes.
Does that strike you as interesting? Ironic?
Say pathetic, Dave. Say what you're actually thinking, please.
Well, is Dave on the phone?
Yes.
Now, on the other side of the coin, Dave Damashek, sports guy here at the show, has an unnaturally close relationship with his mother.
There's nothing unnatural about it.
He calls Mo. Mo?
Last time I saw her, she pulled out of her pocketbook a bronzed version of Dave's first solid stool.
See, now you're perversing what's nice. A caring mother.
Mo Damashek, are you there?
Mo.
You must be disgusted by my father's display of apathy.
Oh, no. First, I think David is so wonderful.
That's nice.
Is that right?
Positive feedback makes it worthwhile.
Well, what have you liked so far as far as listening to Dave this morning?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything, the song. We haven't had enough David yet, because other people have been on.
Yeah.
But
sure.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
You have to cut through the clutter of the people that star in the show to get to your son's nasally drone. Let me say this, Mo. As you know, I'm a fan of Dave Damashek. Otherwise, I would have never let Jimmy force him onto the show and off of his show, more importantly. But I will say this about Damashek. You parents, you caring, nurturing, loving, involved parents, you want all the credit in the world, but I say this. My father chose the boy named Sue route emotionally.
Mm. Yeah.
He knew He should let his son fly on his own, develop a tough skin, develop a streetwise savvy. I didn't expect the world to come to me.
No.
I knew I had to come to the world. And I say about Dave Damashek, as much as I love him, and with all due respect, I think you may have made him a little too soft.
Oh, no.
I think he does not scrutinize himself enough.
Oh. Are you calling him a mama's boy?
Oh,
yes.
He's worse than that. He's worse than that.
No. I was made to believe that I could achieve anything. I set my mind to.
That's right. So you got lazy and you got soft and you lost the eye.
No. Look what he's achieved in his life.
Yes, I let him come on my radio show in his mid-30s. That's what happened.
And Jimmy hired him. I mean, there's so much. He's achieved it all on his own. He is wonderful. He is smart.
All right.
You want to adopt me?
We're going to let you go before candles.
Keep her on the phone during it because I want to hear Mo Damashek's reaction to Adam Carolla's father, answers to this question.
I want Mo, will you adopt me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like you because you're nothing like my mom.
I just wanted to let her go so she could tend to the candles and Dave's shrine. I didn't want them falling over and lighting a curtain on fire. Some of those candles are getting low.
Yeah. She gets lax. Yeah, right.
David,
right.
We'll talk later.
All right. Hang on. Mo, please stay with us.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So,
bye.
My father, stay there. Is she there? My father missed the $10,000 radio station K-Rock question. Also the $5,000 crank yanker questions. Now it's time to move on to the $2,500 question. Are you ready, Dad?
Yeah.
What is the name, the last name of my partner for over 10 years on Loveline?
Drew Penske.
Wow. Yes! Wow! Dad!
He's a big fan of Drew's. He knows everything
about
Drew.
How the hell did you know that,
Dr. Drew?
Colleague.
How did you know that, Dad?
Because he recommended a urologist to me the other day.
Wow! Damn it! Burned!
But that's
why you play the game.
And now, aren't you happy for that large prostate?
Yes,
you see where that got you.
He recommended a urologist to you when?
It was about a couple of months ago, but the question came up, who recommended you?
Right.
And the full name came out.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Any more questions?
Does your father just have a really bad memory?
No, he's got a bad prostate, but his memory's fine. It's not memory. He never knew these things. It's not like he knew what channel his son was on. He never knew that. All right. It's $2,500, Dad. Not bad. All right.
What are you going to do with it?
Wow.
Buy a Man Show DVD.
Yes. He really
is. He's going to see it for the first time.
He doesn't get the answer.
No,
we're
going to keep going.
Right,
you're going to keep buying. Pulled that, pardon the pun, out of his ass because of the prostate thing. The next one is your son.
We lost Mo.
Sorry, Mo.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Your son made first team all league at North Hollywood High in the sport of football in 1982. What position did he make all Central Valley in?
Linebacker.
Linebacker? So let's open the envelope.
And guard.
Guard. Sorry, Dad. I did play linebacker.
I did not make all league
in linebacker. I made it in guard. I'm sorry.
Did you ever see him play?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
No, you did see him play. Yeah.
That's right. I showed him a game film once in 1985. Last question, Dad.
For $100.
This one is
$100 bonus.
This is for $100. But still, you could be up to $2,600 if you get this one right. And that point close on the linebacker and the K-Rock. The network that Jimmy and myself were on with the aforementioned crank yankers and, of course, the Man Show. The name of the cable television network your son was on for the last 7 years.
Comedy Central.
Wow! Yes, Dad. Wow!
What's the total, Adam?
Well, it's $2,600.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
My goodness.
Carolla.
Lost the 10 and the 5, but then back in a huge way.
Do you intend to spend any of that money, a dime of it, on Adam?
I wouldn't.
No, don't do it. I'm cutting you a check right now, Father. Father dearest, James Carolla, everybody. Dad, thanks for playing. We'll try it again.
Okay.
All right. God love you. $2,600 to the old man. And we'll be back with news, sports, and you.
Goodbye, Mo.
After this.
Take alert in Seal Beach continues for the southbound side of the 405 right before Seal Beach Boulevard. Southbound side is jammed before Bellflower. Northbound side stops at Westminster. In Woodland Hills, West 101 right before Canoga Avenue. Injury crash. Three cars clearing from the right lane. The backup starts at Winnetka. And finally in Los Angeles, Beverly Glen Boulevard closed between Mulholland and Sunset Boulevard on the southbound side, possibly because of mudslides. It's 9:02. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM. KLSX, Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show. Beginning January 3rd. Stream live on the web at 971freefm.com.
97.1
Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM. Let's do this.
Yeah. Let's do it, everybody. Well, Big Tad is carting my father back to Pasadena, where he resides in his bat cave. I'm sure they'll have a lot to talk about on the ride home. Yeah, and I'll tell you, not as disappointing as I thought. An appearance for my father.
Impressive effort.
I thought he was going to go 0 for 5. As it turns out, I think he went 2 for 5. Thank goodness he didn't get the big $10,000 or the big $5,000 question. Even though Jimmy was wearing his Crank Anchor shirt and sitting right next to him. And the answer was Crank Anchors on the $5,000 and $10,000. K-Rock he got, but he didn't know the call letters, and he didn't know if it was AM or FM because he started it with a 9.
Well, you have, and now, as a result, though, he walks away. His prize money, 2,600 simoleons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he and Tad have this check. They're in a car. Those two peas in
they're
a pot.
They're not going to stop till they get
a
to Vegas.
A pea and a meatball. Who knows where they're going?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They may be in a meatball.
In a pod.
They may keep going.
The look of determination that he had.
Yeah.
Just a pure frustration
well,
almost.
Say, it's not just the money. It really, I'm sure the money is a big, but, I mean, to not know anything about your son whatsoever.
Well.
Does he feel bad about that, or is that?
Yeah, what do you
is
think,
that, like,
him?
What is he thinking?
Well, he knew. Well, he guessed the wrong position in football, but I did play linebacker as well. I just didn't make all league
don't
in linebacker.
Don't make excuses for him.
All right, so
don't
he gets,
make excuses
well,
for
that,
him.
Well, that he gets. He did say K-Rock, which I was shocked by, but he didn't know the call letters or the number. Not knowing the number suggests you probably didn't listen to a ton of the show.
No, but he listened to some K-Rock. He's a huge Drew Pinsky fan.
He likes Jed the Fish. Yeah. And oh, so you're asking me how does that make me feel?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm used to it.
Yeah, but used to it, I mean, or how does it make you feel? I feel like, I know the feeling. My mom is the antithesis of Mrs. Damashek.
Really? She's not interested in any of your stuff?
Not interested.
When I told her that I went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, uh-huh. I thought she was in England. Turned out she wasn't in England, and then like 3 weeks later she called me. She's like, oh, I finally got around to looking at that tape your sister dropped off at my house.
Oh, but she did watch,
watch it.
Yeah, but then she told me that I looked too thin and was wearing too much makeup.
Well, compared to me, everyone looks too thin.
Oh, maybe that was it.
That's true. If you put a weather balloon next to Jimmy, it looks too thin.
Conversely, as Adam has brought up already, I wrote on the BattleBots some years ago, my mother, this is true, would sit through every minute of every show of BattleBots, mind you.
Yeah.
Robots that fight each other.
A lot of
she'd sit through everyone. And then in the credits, You couldn't leave the house because the credits were going to roll, and then my name would come on the screen, and she would go, "Yay, Davey!"
Let me, again, both different spectrums of the same unhealthy scale. I would argue. Yes.
My mother also.
This is Mike Lynch.
Mike Lynch, hello.
Yes.
TiVo's Jimmy Kimmel Live, and when my credit comes on, pauses the TiVo, takes a picture of the screen.
Every night?
Not every time, but she has done that in the past with,
really?
With all of my credits when I was in college.
I think
squares.
That's healthy, but masturbating to it does cross the line, Mike told me privately. conversely, when I guest hosted or co-hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live for an entire week, I went out with my father on Friday at the end of the week of I co-hosted with Jimmy. We went out for lunch. And asked him if he'd caught any of the week shows. No, he hadn't. And as a matter of fact, not only had he not caught any of the shows his son co-hosted, he'd not seen the show. It had been about on the air for 6 months. And then asked me, what time does the show tape? 1 o'clock, he suggested. I said, Dad, it's 1:09, and we're at an Olive Garden.
Big Tad has got your dad in the car right now.
Well, hopefully he doesn't have the radio on.
This is punishment enough, by the way, making him drive with your overweight lackey, Big Tad.
Yes, Big Tad.
And the radio's off.
All right, but the point...
They're not even listening. Right now, they're not even listening to the show, it says.
Yeah. That's all right. Look, here's the thing. I do believe... Well, first off... It's all relative. I'm sure my dad's parents were much less interested in he than he and I. You know what I mean? It just keeps going. But the other thing about it is I really I think they're and not Dave. Dave's parents have a very healthy interest in his life. But there are other people who will go unnamed who we've worked with who it's clear were pampered and coddled just a little too much. There's no idea they have that they're not willing to part with or admit it's not the world's greatest idea. Do you know these people I'm talking about?
Sure, I do. And I have great disdain for people
yes,
like that.
They feel good about themselves, but it's hell to hang out with them because every idea, every joke, every suggestion they think should be met with trumpets and doves being released. Yes?
Yes, that's not my way, of course.
No, I have a nice... healthy, low self-esteem. Thank you, Dad. All right. So, it is speaking of low self-esteem, and that means easy to get in the pants of.
Oh,
Rachel Perry.
Wow.
Well, that's what I hear when I hear low self-esteem. I just hear a zipper going down. Rachel Perry with the news.
I'm Rachel Perry, and this is the news. So families of the 13 coal miners that are trapped in a West Virginia mine are keeping vigil around the mine right now. They are holding out hope.
My dad wouldn't be there.
No.
No, he'd be at home.
He
watching a channel that
hope.
Didn't have the coal miner news on it.
It's been 29,
he wouldn't be around there.
It's been 29 hours that they've been trapped down there. Some tests have found three times the lethal level of carbon monoxide, but apparently one of the children of one of the coal miners has said that his father told him at one time that those levels can be deceiving because a very short way away there may be healthy levels.
Hmm.
So they're holding out hope that they've moved to a different part of the mine.
It has to be a nice conversation to have with your young son about carbon monoxide levels in the mine that daddy has to go to every day. It just seems like it's time to get a new gig when you have to have that sit down with the son.
Hey, Mary and Barry, this man's life sucks.
Mm.
He's
maybe now it does, but it wasn't so bad about 20 years ago.
Right.
Well, it just keeps going downhill. He's firstly, he's awaiting sentencing later this month from his failure to file income tax returns in 2000. 1990, videotaped in a hotel room smoking crack cocaine. And on Monday night, he was held up at gunpoint by some youths who helped him carry his groceries into his apartment.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, so they're helpful thieves.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought it in, he tipped them, and then they came back, pointed a gun at his head, and took his wallet.
So they helped him carry in his sack of crack cocaine, and at the end they wanted a tip. That's about what I heard. It doesn't, when bad things happen to bad people, you never feel bad about it. That's the beauty of karma. All right, so was he injured?
You know what? The story doesn't say. No, wait, he wasn't. They left.
Oh, then
they
we
just
can,
took his wallet.
Then we, can then we can laugh about it.
He was beaten with a cucumber.
Yeah.
A woman, an NYPD officer was hit by a suspected drunk driver on New Year's Day morning. This woman was trying to avoid the checkpoint and instead hit a police officer.
Yeah.
She's arrested and charged with DWI and driving with a suspended license.
Thank you.
I got a good one for you.
Yeah.
A man, three men invaded a home in Rochester, New Hampshire, and the homeowner had only his wits and a breakfast appliance to defend himself. He used a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of my bed, and I start walking down the hallway, and I see two men wrestling with my brother in his bedroom, and one standing by my door. I just put my hands in the slot, and I punched him with the toaster. I hit him full speed. Mm-hmm. I was moving when I hit him.
Thank you, Corey Brown.
He put his hand into the toaster slot and punched him with the toaster?
Yes.
So that's like superhuman behavior.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like Thor.
Yeah.
Thor had his hammer.
Yeah. Now white trash has his toaster. Yeah.
Toaster man.
That's funny, though. What's up with a toaster? Where are you that they're breaking? I mean, maybe he was in the kitchen. I answered my own question. But
yeah.
By the way, a toaster? That's the only thing you could come up with?
If I opened the door at 4 in the morning and saw three guys on top of my brother in their bedroom, I'd just say, look, I don't judge. You kids, use protection, use some nice water-soluble lube. I'll be making my Pop-Tarts over here.
Be forewarned, criminals, if you ever break into Adam Carolla or Jimmy Kimmel's home, you may be beaten with a heated toilet seat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'd do. Somebody came after me with a toaster, I would grab the plug, plug it in quickly so their hand would be burned.
Throw them into a tub. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Rachel Perry, and that is the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Now, big days for football fans. Yeah. College football abounds. The season culminates tomorrow night in Pasadena. The Rose Bowl, USC, Texas, all the marbles. Tonight, though, an interesting little hors d'oeuvre for you. Penn State and Florida State go head-to-head. The two winningest coaches of all time, Paterno versus Bowden. Should be pretty interesting, but we're all waiting for tomorrow night. And last night, many bowl games, but in the NFL, of course, we have the NFL playoffs starting up this weekend. Exciting times. Redskins and the Bucks, Patriots and the Jags, Panthers and Giants, and the Steelers and the Bengals. Very exciting. But bad times for the teams outside the playoff picture, especially the coaches. Heads getting lopped off from one side of the nation to the next. Five coaches have gone down, been fired, and Dick Vermeil had the dignity, instead of being fired, he lopped off his own head. Ooh. And here's how I felt about it.
And I appreciate so much our relationship and the opportunity that you and Carl provided for me and my family. And I'll always cherish it, and hey, I'm a chief.
Wow. I bet Dick knew what radio station his son was on. But he did. You know, I think it was funny. Would be funny with Dick Vermeil. The guy drops. The guy cries at the drop of a hat. He never stops crying. It would be funny for him just to screw with his own family. Like his daughter comes up to him and says, "Daddy, guess what? I'm pregnant." Okay. What do you know? Nothing? No. I mean, that's great. I'm happy for you. Dad, come on. Where the water works? No, I said it was fine.
I'm happy for you. What do you want me to say?
I'm going to be in the den.
The thing with Vermeil, though, is that his family may be put on the back burner, you know, because he's always talking about how these football players are his family. These are his children.
Yes.
And so by the transitive property, then this, I guess, makes him the grandfather, the illegitimate grandfather of all of his players' children.
Well, I've said this before. The It's the press conference when you bring the family up. That's when the crying begins. And if I was ever having a press conference, coach or not, I just wouldn't bring my family up because the guys are rocks of Gibraltar.
Your family doesn't care about you at
all.
No,
I wouldn't cry. But these guys do. They're stoic. You know, they're up there and they're like, I want to thank the ownership, the GM. Rob Cromwell's a great owner and a great GM. Of course, the players. My wife. Hold on. Then I got to do that thing where you do that Heil Hitler thing, which also means hold on when you're crying. Just don't bring the family up. You don't want to fall
apart.
Well,
you don't know. You never learned what family is, and you never learned how to love, and that's why you don't understand.
Well, it's true, but I will love again. I will learn to love again, and I will make you that promise,
Dick,
Kimmel.
I'll tell you something about Dick Vermeil is a great example of this, too, is... have you noticed that people don't cry at what other people say? It's that people are very moved by their own words.
Mm-hmm.
People are feel very moved by the greatness of themselves. You know, Dick Vermeil can talk himself into tears. He's not talking to Trent Green, the QB, and Trent Green says something that makes Dick suddenly break down. It's when Dick himself starts waxing, and he finds it profound, and then the water works for himself.
Dick starts waxing.
When you start waxing that, you know what I'm saying.
Well, so Dick Vermeil moves on from the Chiefs, you know, and people, you know, had a great history as a coach, obviously won that Super Bowl with the Rams, but not great success, obviously, as the Chiefs coach, but on his way out, he promises this much to Carl Peterson, who's in charge of the Chiefs.
Sooner or later, Carl's going to take his Super Bowl, and I'll go with you. Okay, I'll go with you.
Hey, Dick, we didn't get to the Super Bowl with you. Maybe you had something to do with that. How about when we go to the Super Bowl, we'll give you a call. We'll see if we have room for you, if we can scare up a ticket for you.
And then what about the coach? Was it Gunther Cunningham? Whoever coached the Chiefs before you, does he get to come too? How does that work?
Invited, yeah, let me tell you what I'm imagining right now. I'm imagining Dave's mom in the middle of her living room listening to his voice and with her arms spread open wide like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia when he hears that opera for the first time, and he's just absorbing it all and loving it and just breathing in.
Julie
day.
Andrews on the mountaintop. Oh, the pearls coming from my loins.
Dave's parents love him.
Yeah. Let me say one more thing. You brought up the Rose Bowl, which is tomorrow night. The Rose Parade, which essentially got rained on and pelted biblically. Pelted with rain yesterday. Everyone looks at that as a tragedy. I couldn't be happier about it because it hasn't rained in 50-something years on the Rose Parade. And every year, what happens? There's a bunch of people snowed in Iowa and Wyoming and Kentucky and Utah, and they say, look at that, blue skies above, beautiful weather. Pack up the wagon. We're moving. We're moving out to L.A., and then they get in front of you on the freeway, and you have to contend with every a-hole who was somewhere else this time last year who moved in because they saw the Rose Bowl. Now that people see the Rose Parade and see the torrential rains, hopefully it will keep some a-holes put. That is the good that comes from it.
And I like that. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those bands, they're committed. I was watching that. That's got to be playing the flute in the middle of a rainstorm.
Yeah.
We got to stop. We got to get to break. I just want to tell Valerie's hang on, Stephen to hang on, Carrie to hang on. We're going to get
hold
to
on,
them.
Spit that
please
big
clear.
Of phlegm at
you.
I got a little cold.
Sweet, like 3 weeks. Jesus, that's a
we got to get you a few callers. Just hang on. We're going to get to those guys and Jimmy Kimmel, and he's got a lot of guests
like
tonight.
Somebody has hair advice for Adam.
Thank him for being here, but he's staying on for the next segment.
All right, producer Jimmy Brasca.
Thank you.
Please
we'll do
that
me, for God's sake.
Right after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
I'm going to go ahead and give that number out one more time just in case that wasn't clear. 866-901-ADAM. is the phone number. Benny?
Benny's calling from where?
Benny's calling Hello. From San Jose.
Hello?
Benny, how say you?
I say you. I say good.
Okay.
Good day.
I say good day to you, sir.
Okay, a couple things. Do you ever think about bringing on David Alan Greer as a regular voice guy?
Dag, my main man?
Yeah, I think he'd be a genius on your show.
Yeah, he is going to be a guest possibly later this week.
As a regular voice guy, not just a guest.
Well, first off, you do not want Dave Damashek's mother to fall on a sword as she listens from her home in Arizona, do you?
A precious few moments to speak as it is.
Yeah,
can't have
right.
my time cut into further.
That's less verbiage for the great Dave Damashek.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Dag, or David Alan Greer, as you know him. He is a very funny man, a dear, dear friend, and flaky as all get out. It would be very difficult to get him anywhere before 6 a.m. with any regularity. But he will come on this show and hopefully be a regular guest because he is hysterical on the radio.
But he won't be here till 10:30 after the show is ended.
That's right. You can enjoy him on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up this Thursday.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Las Vegas, Valerie.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, and I just wanted to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're on the radio. We all love you out here. But anyway, I'm a full-time cosmetology student, and I heard you have a little bit of a hair issue.
Well, I do. I got hair up there, and I got hair down there as well.
Well, I heard the hair up there was more like a Brillo pad.
Well, I have the mono brow mixed with the Brillo pad. It's a look the ladies can't resist, by the way.
It's hair you just want to touch, really.
Yeah.
It sounds irresistible. Well, anyway, if you ever want a nice conditioning treatment, I'm there for you, man.
Well, how does that work? Because I get in these arguments with my wife because she goes out and spends $18 on conditioners because and she's sucked in by every one of those commercials. It's Nutrice with Vivaron. And I have to explain to her, listen, Vivaron is a name they made up. A balsam doesn't even mean anything. Every time I see one of those investigative news shows, those 2020s or 48 hours, they always do that thing. John Stossel explains to you that the $1.89 Suave is exactly the same as the $18 bottle Nutrice that you see on the foo-foo commercials. But yet, my wife will not buy into this. She'll buy the expensive stuff every time. Is there a difference in these conditioners?
There's a difference between the conditioners that are sold in the grocery stores and the ones that are sold professionally.
Right. And the ones that are sold professionally are twice as expensive. But is there a difference in content?
Yeah, there is. There's a difference in content. There's something called panthenol, usually, which is in the ones that are professional. Products.
Panthenol. Yeah.
What is panthenol?
Well, it would be the brother of solanitrine, which is one of the.
Because I have this problem too. Sometimes I use like expensive conditioners and I find that they don't work.
They do nothing. Care. They're all the same. But how do you do them? Because I don't. A lot of people say I over condition.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, because you know I have my oily T zone and combination skin. Yes.
Well, we've discussed this before. I'll say this though. You know, you get a bad rap for your head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the head of hair itself deserves the bad rap.
Right.
Because it is a cruddy looking thing. Now, obviously, what I look at in the mirror each day is you know, it's going to be hard to compare it to with anyone else. But now, your head of hair is not an attractive thing.
Your mother just orgasmed, by the way. She's a woman.
She is a woman.
Now, here's the thing. You have a terrible head of hair.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm.
The grand picture is, the big picture is that you're still a relatively attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
thank you.
This is in spite of a ridiculous head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think of model types, you know. What about, Christie Brinkley, for instance? That's not a current model reference, is it?
She's out there.
Okay,
she's
Christie, we know what she looks like. What if she had your head of hair? She'd be a hideous creature.
My God.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, but she would be a mess with my hair. I can see it now.
Stay current there, Damashek. That was good. Nothing past 1982. What happened?
Yeah, so, that twiggy, huh? Jeez. Really something.
I will tell you this. I not only over condition, but I love too much. Those are probably my two greatest flaws as a human being. Carrie?
Yes.
Las Vegas, what's up?
Hey, okay, this is a different subject than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling because my dad, as you're talking about your dad and stuff, and my dad, he's very ill, and he's a very big fan of you, and he knows a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
he wants $2,600.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Well, I do, actually.
What?
Okay, so my dad's very sick, and I was wanting to know if maybe you would call him and say hi to him.
All right, what is he suffering from?
He has lung cancer.
Oh, that is sad. And, yes. And
he's very ill. He's very sick.
It's terminal.
Pretty much, yeah. They're not saying that yet, but he's just getting worse and worse. So,
are they giving him a time to live?
No.
Oh, good.
They're still working on him.
Good.
All right. Well, we'll call then. We'll call back. We'll call around then.
Yeah.
Yeah, when... No, Jimmy, please. You always hear doctors do that. But they go, they gave him a month to live, and that was 5 years ago. And I think, well, as a doctor, what's in it for you to actually hand out time that people should live to, you know?
Yeah, so
he'll
have
be around
doctors.
A while.
He has doctors that have a lot of hope, I guess. So.
Is he looking for a transplant?
It's not operable.
He wants your lungs, Adam.
It's not any kind of operable, so he can't have your lungs.
So he'll not be with us long, so I should talk to him.
Yes.
We'll get her the dad's number on the break.
Call him off the other, because this sounds like a crank call to me, right? I mean, this sounds like
this
one of those.
This is not a crank call.
Like Adam calls.
Swear on my life.
And he talks to this guy and really tries to make him like
no,
feeling like Babe Ruth.
No problem, Carrie. We'll get your number.
I would never jinx myself like that.
We'll get your dad's number. We'll take care of it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Who's that?
So
you have a young daughter?
No, that's my son. He's almost one.
Almost one.
Yeah.
How's it going? Are you married? Is there father around?
Yes, I am. Married with 3 children.
Mm-hmm. And what's your husband do?
He's an iron worker.
Wow. So he's doing a lot of work there in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's busy.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dave Damashek from the Steel City. All right, Carrie, hang on.
Rachel has actually one more story that actually pertains to us.
Some breaking news.
Yeah, it just came over the wire.
Breaking news. You no longer need the love of your father, Adam. We have the love of Reno. Wilkes Broadcasting Alternative KRZQ Reno, Nevada has syndicated the Adam Carolla Show for mornings effective today.
Middle of the first show?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, how
that's
about
unprecedented.
That?
Yep.
Wow.
They heard you were writing checks on the air and handing them out to people.
What happened? Who got the axe on the show?
We replaced the Rob, Arnie, and Don show.
Oh.
And this is our 10th station, everybody. 10.
Wow.
Big number.
Double
digits. And a 1 and a 0.
That's pretty good.
We're binary now.
Are we on right now, or can I still make fun of Reno? When do we start?
I think we're on right now.
It says effective today.
We love Reno, right?
I love Reno. I was just driving through Reno on my way to Lake Tahoe.
Biggest little city in the world.
It absolutely is. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's a great title.
It really is.
And isn't Reno, what's the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Carson City, that's right.
Oh, we one of the great weekends
this
of...
This just in, we're on in Carson City.
Wow. One of the great weekends spent was Adam's bachelor party a couple of years ago, and we stopped off in Carson City.
Yes.
No, Reno, right?
No.
We did go through Carson City.
We went to Carson City, feasted on ribs, did some gambling in Reno, and then sailed the Lake Tahoe.
Beautiful.
Beautiful lake.
Seven shades of blue. Beautiful country, beautiful people. God bless you, Reno. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the cast and crew, along with the great Jimmy Kimmel. Tonight's guests on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Reverend Al Sharpton, Kenny Mayne, and P.O.D. We'll be right back after this.
Adam Carolla Show. I'm drunk. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
Didn't sound
drunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that was his name.
Oh. I'm drunk. One of those proclamations you almost never need to make. Everyone knows. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you have hepatitis, you could say something, or if you're a Sagittarius, you might want to say something. But I'm drunk, especially when you trumpet it and spit on people while you're saying it, usually doesn't need to be made. Let's Jimmy Kimmel in studio today, doing a whale of a job. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Well, thank you for having me on your first historic first broadcast.
You've heard him on the radio. If you want to see what he looks like in the flesh, if you're curious, you just tune into ABC tonight and you see Jimmy Kimmel, you see Reverend Al Sharpton, and nobody talks to black people like Jimmy Kimmel. I've
By the way,
that many times.
It's, you know, I was just thinking about, I'm fatter than Al Sharpton now.
No.
So, yes, he's lost a lot of weight.
Really?
He's thin, yeah, Al Sharpton. Hmm. And it's a funny thing to be fatter than Al Sharpton, to be fatter than a guy that really you've made, like, you spent, like, a life making fat references to Al Sharpton.
Imagine, that's true for you with Star Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Anna Nicole.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but these are women, though. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. But it is interesting, a career made of making fat jokes about overweight celebrities, and yet you've surpassed many of them.
Suddenly, like Al Roker's another guy,
yeah,
right, who suddenly got very thin and is now, well, no, he's back. He's fatter than
he's,
I am
he's
now.
He's clumping up again, right?
Is Al Sharpton's head still big, though? Because that's the key. If you can keep that Mondo-sized cabeza,
yes,
you'll always be fat, especially on camera.
But look at the size of my... I have an enormous head also. Like my head is like when the cartoonists draw you on a skateboard.
Yeah.
It's like that, too.
Yeah, we never did go to that. You go to Disneyland, and they give you that thing. But... Here's the thing, though, Jimmy. Your head has a good shape.
Thank you.
I argue if your head is the right shape or you have a cleft, you can get as fat as you want. If you got that hole in your chin.
Is that right?
I got both of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of my chins.
He has a hole. Yeah, he has three clefts.
Four, actually.
If you have a hole, your head could be the size of Tony Siragusa. If you have a cleft, you'll never be fat. You'll always just be husky.
Wow.
Yeah. We should all pray for that. Janet?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. Were you calling from San Francisco?
Actually, Daly City, just south of San Francisco.
And are you flooded over there?
Yeah. I actually screwed up my car by driving through a big puddle. And, mm-hmm, I mean, it went up halfway. But I wanted to comment on, I'm a really big fan of yours, especially from the show Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Rachel
Perry's a big fan of Norm MacDonald's work in The Family Guy, but it's nice to hear someone appreciates my work.
You were a way better death than Norm MacDonald.
Thank you.
Better death.
You know, I was on The Family Guy also. I played Adam's dog, and I had, I think, one word, not even one line.
Death's dog, you
he
mean?
He was Death's dog.
Death's dog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
What'd you think of that, Janet?
Wow, that is so impressive.
Didn't you also do a voice of a dog in Garfield, the movie?
Yep, and I was a voice of a dog in Road Trip as well.
Yeah.
Wow. And
How do you get these prime gigs?
I don't know. I never get any jobs other than dog.
Yeah.
De Niro plays a lot of gangsters. Kimmel plays dogs.
Same career. Jim? Jim, you there?
Yeah, right here, Adam.
Representing Vegas. What's up?
Representing Vegas. Hey, you know what? Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
I got to tell you, you know what? It's really cool because I grew up in the Valley. As a matter of fact, I went to the same junior high as you did.
Which one was that?
Walter Reed Get High School.
That's right. Walter Reed Junior High.
Get High School.
Let me tell you how exciting it is to go to a high school named after the guy who came up with the vaccination to yellow fever, scurvy or something in World War II. Malaria, I think Walter Reed, he was a naval doctor. Yes, go ahead, Anthony. It says here we got high together.
No. You and I did not get high together.
Mm-hmm.
No, what happened was this, okay? You were a couple grades ahead of me, and you are Donkey Squad alumni, correct?
Yes. Yes, let me explain. This is long before political correctness entered the room. We had a coach, I pray he's dead now. His name is Mr. Walters. Mr. Walters was our junior. Is there anybody scarier than the junior high PE coach for a 13-year-old adolescent male who's only had one ball drop? He would would scream at everybody constantly. And if you're a troublemaker, he would send you to the donkey squad. And I used to do things like I'd come out for PE class wearing jeans, and Mr. Walters would yell, "Corolla, get back in that gym and put on some gym shorts." I would go out there and then run back with the gym shorts on over the jeans. And then he would start screaming at me. I was a wild man.
I see.
And he would say, "Corolla, you're going to the donkey squad." And then he had minus points.
And what was the donkey squad?
It was me and three retarded people who sat on a bench. And he would do this. The thing that was always funny with Mr. Walters, too, is he would give you minus points, and you had to work these minus points off after school. And he'd go, "Corolla, donkey squad, 4 minus points. And I'd go, "But Mr. Walters, 6 off. You want 8? Remember that point when people would threaten you with more? And you'd go, "But Mr. Walters," and you'd go, "8 off and back to the corral." So it would actually call people donkeys and throw them into the donkey squad.
Is this the Mr. Walters from the end of the TV shows where they say, "Goodnight, Mr. Walters," and he goes,
He was much more gruff than that Mr. Walters.
The donkey squad. You should have that on the show. Certain callers would get put in the donkey squad. Sometimes the staff members would be put in the donkey squad. You have a little bench in the corner.
Oh, let me tell you, between the dad who didn't care and Mr. Walters who cared too much, a young Adam Carolla's self-esteem, imagine. Imagine what that was like at age 13. Nothing worse. Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you in the donkey squad yourself?
Nah, I never did too much. I did a couple of cherry pickers and stuff, but
All right. Is that why you called? Just say you're a Walter Reed alumni?
No. I heard you talking earlier that you did some boxing.
Yes. Yeah. You had to learn to fight in the donkey squad. It was the only way you could survive.
Hey, we got to say goodbye. We got to wrap it up. And Zach Galifianakis is in tomorrow.
I'm getting to that, Brusco. Right. What do you think you are?
I just think we should say goodbye.
All right, we're saying goodbye. We're out of time.
Maybe, Adam, maybe you'll say Zach's name properly.
Zach Galifianakis, everybody.
Brusco's from Brooklyn. Everything has a different spin.
I don't have a cantaloupe-sized ball of phlegm in my throat either. I want to thank the great Jimmy Kimmel, Al Sharpton, a Finn. Al Sharpton can be found on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, 12:05, ABC's, as well as ESPN's Kenny Mayne and POD. God bless you all. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.